Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary speakeasy for patriots. Our live, motivated Monday studio audience can't believe what's going on in America, and they're not gonna take it anymore. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's Take Action August. It's Take Action August and Patriotism Year. Time to make your business, your life, and this country better. Take action, BLC. Today's topic's on episode 246, Stress Relief and Anger Management. No BS Media News App. Selling Made Easy, Startups and Small Business Tips. Wake up, America. We're living in the twilight zone. COVID-19 Facts, God, Faith, and the Ultimate Spiritual Battle with special guest, Bishop Leon Benjamin. Fresh off the Clay Clark Tour. Delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Today's lineup, Marty Wallner. He's a brain-strained coach, managing stress more effectively and change your anger, change your life. Shannon Alameda, Volve, a no BS or bias news app with 9-second reads. It is fast and furious. Judy Hoberman, sales and leadership trainer and coach, selling made easy. David Miller, founder of Miller IP Law, startups and small business protection tips and growth. And me, bringing up the rear today. It's time to wake up, America. You're living in the twilight zone. More COVID-19 facts. Remember, COVID-19 is not even real. It's a marketing name. Sample anywhere on the planet. And of course, some take action items to stand up for your freedom. You are losing it much quicker than you think. And sitting shotgun today in Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox is a very special guest at 1 p.m., Bishop Leon Benjamin. He was a superstar last weekend's Clay Clark's Reawakened Tour in Michigan and is bringing all that energy here for you. Spoke to him this morning. Oh, he's jazzed up and ready to go. He's the pastor of New Life Harvest Church, former spiritual advisor to the Trump administration. He's a veteran. We love our vets. And then in a Virginia congressional candidate. Oh, it'd be nice to see him and MTG on the floor of the House. How great would that be? We're discussing God, faith, and the ultimate spiritual battle between good and evil happening now. With God, we are unstoppable. It's time to connect to the divinity inside you and become the warrior you are. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit Everything Home Resource Platform for more information on today's guests, their websites, their own shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Breaking news. Number one, the FDA approved Pfizer's non-vaccine, which will give perceived fake power to companies and the government to force you to take it. You have the right to accept or reject whatever goes into your body. No law can make you do that. Refuse to comply to their medical tyranny because they can't enforce any of their threats. There's also no informed consent for any of the non-vaccines, which is a violation of the Nuremberg Codes. Remember those, the Nuremberg Codes, as in the Holocaust? That's what we're facing now. This is going to be much worse, though. Yeah, you heard it. been saying it for months, and I'm not the only one. Number two, the most recent VAERS numbers as of August 13th, adverse events, 595,622 deaths, 13,068. And that's only 1% of issues being reported to one of 12 government tracking systems. The rest of them are top secret. Remember that? Except for the whistleblowers reveal who's working with America's attorney, Thomas Renz. He was on episode 226. You want to tune into that one, everybody. And that particular system reported 45,000 additional deaths over a month ago. Sure sounds like approving this non-vaccine was a smart idea. If you want to learn the facts, your rights, and the resources to get therapeutics, protocols, medications, telemed, and in-person doctor's visits, of course, the preventative medications and therapeutics you need. I just added a page for all of those under our COVID facts tabs on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Then you can listen to many of the experts tell the truth about the COVID-19 and the Great Reset. It's interviews, doctors, experts, and of course, common sense people. So that's another page that's on there. Oh, and then there's another page with exemptions for masks, tests, and non-vaccines. Please use these resources to empower yourself with the information and share them with everyone you know. That's how we win, everybody. We win with knowledge. We win with power. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com, COVID facts tab, multiple pages. Everything you need is on that tab. I loaded it up this weekend, so please use that. And, of course, listen to some of these incredible experts. It is August 23rd, day 525 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Of it.
It's time to rip off that dirty mask. Don't start wearing it, people. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. I'm going to say this every episode, but until there's not one person wearing a mask, there's not one person getting a non-vaccine. I'm going to say it every show. Demand no vaccine passports. Just say no to the non-vaccine. It destroys your immune system. You take it, you will die. It's just not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Get that in your head. Let that sink in. Don't get a fake COVID test because every swab contains the most carcinogenic chemical in America, ethylene oxide. Go to your next school board meeting and your city council meeting and remove your kids from school immediately. There's many resources in order to start homeschooling. And if they miss a month or two of school because you're detoxing them from school, and that's what you could listen to. Dr. Pam Popper talked about homeschooling, episode 241. It's not that hard, guys. You need to do that. You need to do that. You need to go back to normal. You need to take action to stand up to the Nazi regime. Get involved today. The time is now. Fight for your freedom because they're not going to end this political propaganda pandemic. And it's only going to get worse. It's only getting worse. And don't believe the lies you hear on the media about the COVID-19 and the hospitalizations and the variants. You just got to boost your immune system. And don't be afraid of a virus that has a higher survival rate than the flu. 99.98% for people under the age of 70. And of course, our government created and patented this virus, which they called the COVID-19. It's been around since 2002, everybody. So stop acting like we the sheeple. Know the facts. This is the world you're living in.
You're traveling to another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Realm Network. Today's topic's on episode 246, Stress Relief and Healthy Anger. No BS Media News App, Selling Made Easy. Startups and Small Business Tips. Wake up, America. We're living in the Twilight Zone. COVID-19 facts, God, faith, and the ultimate spiritual battle with special guest, Bishop Leon Benjamin.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up is Marty Woolner. He is a brain strength coach, certified and licensed stress and trauma educator. Peak performance specialist is empowering those who want to manage their stress effectively. People under a lot of stress right now. We're going to talk a little about fear, too. He's also the creator of Healthy Anger Toolbox. Change your anger. Change your life. Audience, we need a little stress release. Big round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Michelle. So grateful and honored to be with you here this afternoon. Again, I'm Marty Woolner. I am a stress and healthy anger coach. And just like you mentioned, we're certainly all dealing with a lot of stress, a lot of fear, and perhaps bringing on a lot of anger. Understanding that it's all about our thought process and thought patterns. And so I help people, for 17 years, have helped hundreds of parents, professionals, athletes, bosses, coworkers, be able to express their anger in much different ways and handle their stress in much different ways. And so, Michelle, I'll just have you think about the last time you were angry in a situation, what may have been happening in your brain and body at the time, and realizing that we can all stand in our power to control that at times.
I was angry in my intro, man. I've been angry all morning. I'm watching, you know, I'm paying attention to what's going on. I hear the lies, the brainwashing of what's going on in this country of people. And then especially if people aren't paying attention, they don't know. I mean, that's what I'm angry about. I'm angry of all these false authorities that are in creating fear, which, you know, keep in mind, everybody, fear, false evidence appearing real, it's all in your head. But when you're being indoctrinated and brainwashed and it's coming at you 24/7, they say, oh my God, you're going to die. No, you're going to die if you actually listen to these people. So yeah, I'm angry, but it's a good angry, right? Wouldn't that be a good
angry? So the idea is, how can we turn that angry and that passion into something healthy and be able to express it in healthy ways? And it sounds like you're very self-aware as to how you're processing that information and what can we really do with that. So as we go through our day and we get these different things that happen to us and a lot of stressors going on out there, especially now and everything that's going on, what can we do as our brains and bodies are responding to that? We can actually take control of our angry thinking and our thought process rather than our angry thinking controlling us. And so I'm going to offer some different tips and some different ways in the heat of that moment when we get hyped up and emotionally charged and emotionally escalated, what we can actually do for ourselves. And certainly, depending upon what situation we're in, if we're in a parenting situation with children or with colleagues at work or even in a social gathering, it can be notable to try to remain calm and try to understand and interpret the anger in a different way, so that we can express it in a healthier way. And that's really what it's all about, Michelle, being able to learn new tools of expressing anger in healthier ways rather than aggressive or even passive-aggressive, raging, that type of thing.
The anger usually comes from somebody else's actions, or meaning something they physically did, something that they said, or something that happened that was caused by another person. So, I know you said remain calm, but when that fails, right? Especially if you're in person, you're right there with the person and something happens. I mean, what are you supposed to do to
escalate
it?
Yeah, an emergency healthy anger tool. Well, as it turns out, it's interesting you highlight this moment when we're in an exchange with someone. And what's happening to us, as research indicates, that it's the way we're perceiving, interpreting, and processing the experience. So it's our thoughts that actually fuel the emotions, and we can actually change our thinking patterns. And so the idea is, what can you do in the heat of the moment? And so I can offer a combination of some quick tools to get for an individual to be able to collect themselves and stay calm within 60 seconds or less. I actually call this the 1 minute calm down. And it starts with breathing. So deep belly breath all the way down to your belly button. You can actually put your hand down there and take that deep breath. That can actually relax the whole body and brain. It actually activates the relaxing part of the central nervous system. But many times when we get angry or emotional, there's choppy or shallow breathing. We breathe a lot from our chest. And so really slowing down the breathing process in the heat of that angry moment can help our brains and bodies get calmer. And then, Michelle, a lot of it's positive self-talk, really being able to control those distorted thoughts when we get emotionally dysregulated. So I always suggest short mantras, just some positive things, short phrases that you can actually recall and recite to yourself mentally. I'll get through this. It's only going to be a certain amount of time, or this isn't so bad, or certainly if it's with a child, she's only 8 years old, he's only trying to push my buttons. There's a lot of things we can say to try to take control of those initial angry thoughts. And then once we breathe and we can hit ourselves with some mantras, we can then use some mindfulness to refocus, to really try to block out some of that emotion and try to focus in on our own thoughts and try to figure out, how can we actually achieve the outcome that we're looking for?
How do you handle it when the other person is completely wrong, like factually wrong? And do you just, I mean, that's when it probably gets you even more angry because they keep going on it. And you're like, oh my God, this guy not only is an idiot, he's 100% wrong. So is there a way that you basically just end the conversation and just, what's the point, rather than trying to argue? I mean, do your steps, but at that point, go.
It sounds like that could be an effective tool of setting those boundaries and just walking away. But also trying to perhaps understand where that person may be coming from, what's causing them to be so wrong and to have such a toxic belief system, and perhaps some compassion, some grace, some tolerance, depending upon the relationship or not. I mean, if it's not worth the energy and worth the time of trying to connect, if it's someone that we are connected to socially or professionally and we have to come to some level of tolerance with that person, then there's a lot of ways, other tools that we can bring in after we've calmed ourselves with some breathing and some positive self-talk. Then we can start to reframe the situation and try to understand what could have brought a person to believe that. Or not. Again, if it's right. A situation where the beliefs are so toxic and we really don't want to put our energy into that relationship, well, maybe then boundary setting is the tool that's appropriate.
Yeah, they could just be like a vampire or a demon. That's just what they do. They got all that toxicity in their brain. Sometimes that just happens, peeps. Give your contact information and website and any way that you want people to reach you. Marty.
Again, so grateful. Again, my name is Marty Wallner, and you can find me at Marty Wallner on all the socials, or for more information at healthyangertoolbox.com.
Awesome. Well, welcome aboard, Marty. I think you are a breath of fresh air to our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. It's always great to have partners that are trying to keep us sane in the world of insanity. You know, and what is up is down. What is backwards is forward. So thank you for that advice, and looking forward to talking to you next month. Maybe things will be a little bit calmer. I don't think so, but we'll have the technique so we don't lose our minds. So thank you so much.
And we can offer you some more tools. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're going to need them. Oh, my God. In the next 30 days, we're going to need them more than ever. So, yes, make sure you jump back on the calendar. That'd be great. Thank you, Marty. Oh, my goodness. So that is a great resource. Those are some good tips. Patience, everybody, a little bit of patience. You're going to need them. But I get it. There's a lot of these people that they're crazy out there. That's why I said they're demons and they are vampires. My new thing is going to be a demon slayer. I'm going to go out there and slay some demons because they're everywhere, everybody. I'm telling you, this is nefarious what's going on. But anyway, in order to contact our guests, I made it really, really simple. So if you go into our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you click the Take Action tab. Everything is under that Take Action tab. Go to the Take Action tab and you will see the page for Purpose-Driven Partners. That's this segment, this live segment that we do Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And then if you click on that, you're going to scroll. You're going to see the big graphic. And he has all the pretty photos of the guests. And he has the topics of the show. And then below that in the show notes, it's going to have their name. And it's also going to have their company to the right of that. And it's a blue link. So you click on that. It'll get you to their website so that way you can easily find them. So now you can't say, well, Michelle, I didn't know I didn't have a pen and paper like you told me. I forgot. My common sense cap was off. I didn't get a chance to jot it down. Remember? No excuses. We've eliminated excuses on our platform. So just head over to that page and you can scroll for days in order to find any partners you want. Don't forget, there are 238 partners. There's 573 of these live segments to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. So it's 12:18 on 1 minute over. Ooh, I am back on track. All right, let's bring on my next guest. My next guest is Shannon Almeida. She's the co-founder of Volve, an app where you can find the latest Gen Z trends. I'm kind of liking this Gen Z, the generation. Gen Z trends to breaking news all in 9 second reads. Want to get it upside down? What do you got, the paper upside down, Michelle? All in 9 second reads. Remember the goldfish? People have the attention in 8 to 9 seconds, as in a goldfish. Just like the TikTok format. People love that tick and talking. They're actually disrupting the media industry by changing the way people consume and create content. I encourage you to check it out. Audience, how about a big round of applause? Gen Z. Shannon, welcome. How are you today?
Hey, Michelle. It's so great to be here.
Yes, your partner in crime was on a couple months ago, and that's how we got introduced to this app. And I did a little refresher. I looked at, on your website, it gave what one publication said, like a CNN. Then it gave another inversion of the same story, like on a Fox News. And I'm no fan of the Fox News anymore, so I'm just letting you know that. And then it gave your version, and I went, wow, theirs is actually the right one. So the winner was door number three. So it's explain exactly what it is. Mention a little bit something about yourself, of course, because you're young. You're one of these Gen Zers. And then where are you calling from? I noticed that it's out of the country.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm currently in India. I'm stuck in quarantine over here. Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm unable to fly back to New York. So I'm here as of now. But, you know.
How long have you been there?
It's going well. It's not too bad. Couple of weeks, actually. Yeah.
When are you allowed to leave prison?
So basically the thing is that actually right now India is on a no-fly list, so you can't fly out of India anywhere, so we got to wait until, you know, all the countries list off, you know, India from their blacklisted countries, basically. They're like a no-fly list, basically, as of now.
Huh.
So a couple
See,
more
we don't,
weeks, I'm thinking, before I get a fly patch.
This is interesting. We don't hear these stories here in the United States. We only hear stories that they want us to hear. I've never heard of this before, that India is on a no-fly list. So you are in prison right now. Again, you are being held as a hostage against your will in a country which I thought you guys were pretty much a free country. But then again, I thought the United States was a free country too. But yeah, you're learning new things every day. You know, we used to have something here called a constitution, which we don't have that anymore. But anyway, since I'm bringing this up because that's your jam. Your jam is news, and you're making it easier. No bias, no BS, because we're living in a world that is beyond bias and BS at this point.
Yeah, for sure. So basically, Volve is, you know, we started off with just, you know, trying to tackle bias in, like, media at that point, right? The point was just, like, we were working on this campaign, and we really, like, witnessed, like, misinformation. And we had to get celebrities on board, basically. I think you may have spoken to Priyanka about this. We had to get celebrities on board just to, like, talk to, you know, everyone, tell them the truth of the situation. And that's kind of when we realized, like, you know, that shouldn't be the status quo. And so we set out to create this app in this, like, very niche market for people who want, you know, just unbiased news. And so what we do is, like, we kind of, you know, have an AI that kind of, you know, cleans up the news and gives you just the facts instead of, you know, opinions. And that's kind of what we do. And so Volve has definitely evolved from there. I'd say, like, as of today, you can get the best content on the internet in 9-second reads. So we cover everything from, like, you know, the latest meme stocks to, you know, U.S. politics. And, you know, you can do this in a very simple way. It's just like a 9-second read. It's like a TikTok-like kind of format. We really made it easy for, you know, Gen Zers and millennials to, you know, catch up on, you know, reading, like, relevant and important information in a very, you know, quick and timely manner. And so, yeah, that's what we do. And, you know, that's what we've kind of built so far.
Yeah, these younger generations, you guys, you're so fast. You love that TikTok. I'm Gen X. We still use pen and paper. Like, I'm actually taking notes right now. Like, do you even have a pen in the vicinity of your body, Shannon? Do you have a pen somewhere? You don't.
So I do. I'm a little old school that way, because I like to keep a notebook and a pen to, like, jot down notes. So I'm not too bad, but I do take a majority of my notes on, like, you know, Notion. You know, we have these apps and stuff, but yeah.
I don't even know what you just said. You said some words I've never heard before, so that's okay. That's okay. I'm learning, you young people. It's amazing. It's amazing how that there's such a shift in the way that people absorb information and learn and process. And that's important for people to know that, especially in business when you're targeting certain groups, because that's just what you gotta know. You gotta know how people find and what people like and what works. So is there anything that you want to share that's really something new or something really cool that you guys are working on with this app, because like I said, right now we definitely need a lot more of the no BS, because you're getting the BS and the bias from both sides. That's why it's very, I always tell people, you really have to go to alternative medias, which we have that listed on our website under the Patriotic Media page. Stay away from anything that really comes across the regular feeds on social media and the television. That's just, it's honestly a waste. So anything you want to share that's positive that you guys are, that exciting, something new?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, like as you were mentioning, like there's a lot of like bias in the news. But from like a Gen Zer millennials perspective, it's a lot more than that, right? It's also extremely frustrating being a consumer of news or just any type of content today, right? We all are rushing towards Twitter, right? Rushing towards TikTok and, you know, subscribing to like 10 to 12 newsletters that no one's even opening. And we're doing all of this just to be on top of what's happening, right? And so it's getting extremely overwhelming, the entire process, you know, like with each of these mediums that I mentioned, they all come with their own sort of problems. Like social media, there's so much noise on this platform, right? Newsletters, like I'm not even opening them. And like you have news apps with the bias, you know, it doesn't apply to our generation at all. So we're really targeting the attention deficit generation, and we're doing this by like capturing the zeitgeist of the generation. So we're going to talk about things like, if you're involved, you're going to find things like, you know, the latest movement on meme stuff, the latest trend of like adaptogen, what you got to know about the whole Taliban takeover. So it's not just going to be like biased news, unbiased news anymore. It's really going to tell you everything that you need to know that's going on in the world. If you're not on TikTok, if you're not on Twitter, if you're not on Instagram. So it kind of just gives you this very, you know, holistic picture of what's happening around you. And that just gives people like, you know, if you go involved, you're just going to know everything you need to know in a couple of minutes, because, you know, there's so many articles to read in a 9-second read that you can really just absorb all that information very easily. And that's just kind of what we're doing now, is just to like make it easy for anyone to be updated on anything in the least amount of time, basically.
Well, I'm going to look, I'm going to go on today, and then I'm going to shoot you an email. I'm going to shoot both of you an email today, and again, give you my 2 cents based on what I read versus what I know and versus the junk that I've been watching, just to keep an eye on the demons that come out of the television and the social media. So I will share that with you. And this is something that people can download on the app for their Android and for the iPhone, correct? And they just go to Volv, they search for Gold Volv, V-O-L-V. And then do you want them to go to your website too? Do you want to give that real quick?
Yeah, so you can go to volvmedia.com. The app is on Apple and on Google, and it's completely free to use, no catches. Go have fun. It's going to be amazing.
Awesome. I'm going to go check it out today, and I will shoot you an email, and then you let me know what if I pass the test.
For sure.
We'll see. All right, we'll try to stay safe in there. Stay away from anything that anyone's going to try to shove into your body, my dear. We want you to stick around. And I cannot believe that the country is locked down. Like, what if you had to go? What if you didn't have a job that was virtual? What were you supposed to do for work? You couldn't go to work. I mean, what?
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm thankful we live in a world we can all work remotely at this point. So I think that's just like the silver lining.
Well,
from this
people that play on the computer for a living, like you and I, we can. But people that have real jobs, I want to clarify that. People that are working hard out in the heat and have to physically go, they can't do stuff virtually. So I always want to clarify that, because I give them a lot of respect for, you know, somebody, especially a restaurant owner or owns a store or a hardworking person who's out there in the field. So I always want to clarify that, because not everybody can play on the computer like you and me. So, all right. Thank you, my dear. Thanks for coming on. And we will talk to you next month. Have a great time. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Thank you.
Just stay safe, stay safe, and be smart. Keep that common sense cap on. Okay.
All right.
Oh my goodness. What an interesting conversation. I did not expect that. Interesting. We'll talk a little bit that maybe in my segment a little bit later. All right, let's bring in my next guest. My next guest is Judy Hoberman. She's a sales and leadership trainer and coach. who makes selling so easy. She's also the founder of Selling in a Skirt. God, I love that. And of course, she's one of our favorite all-star partners. Audience, big round of applause for Texas's very own Judy Hoberman. Judy,
how
are you?
I love you so much. I just love you so much. I do. And you just make me smile every time I hear the audience. I'm like, oh, here it comes.
Well, they love you. See, it's just one big happy love fest. Everybody is just wonderful to be around. And, you know, we're all on the same page. We're just trying to make sense. I'm not even going to say I'm trying to make sense of it because I know what is sense and what is nonsense. And we're just trying to get more people to tune into the sense versus the nonsense, because if we have more people that are on our side of the sense side, of the common sense side, then we wouldn't have any power given to the people that are trying to push the nonsense, and this would be over tomorrow.
Amen, sister.
Yes. Yes. So it's going to take more of us to keep shouting from the rooftops, and the rest of them to just listen and pay attention. And always remember 2 and 2 is 4, even though they keep trying to tell you it's 17. So we'll just leave it from there. Oh, never a dull moment. And it's only going to get hairier. So with that being said, I know it's difficult for people to focus on both and actually to say, hey, we still got to work on business. So in the meantime, how are we, because we want to grow our business, because obviously things are costing more, right? You've seen that happen. Everybody else is. So we want to actually grow the business while we can.
Right.
Sales. And you're great at giving us the quick little tips and advice and reminding us that really it isn't about selling anyway, even though I keep saying selling is easy. It's really never about selling.
Well, I mean, if you just think about sales as more of a conversation than selling, you go into a different pathway. You know, when you talk about selling and everybody gets so nervous about it, and you know, we used to tell people you have to go in with a different attitude because people will smell it. We called it commission breath. They smell it when you're desperate. if you go in and you have an attitude, not that you don't care, but that more that you want to serve and support, it's a little bit different and people will hear it and people will want to do business with you. But one of the things I talk about a lot, Michelle, is really about investing in relationships. And when I say it, I don't mean to spend money on people. I'm talking about the clients that already have said yes to you, and raised their hand and say, I want to do business with you. You have to take care of them, because if you don't take care of them, your competition will. I guarantee it. So the people that already said yes, there are much easier conversations around that. Because if you said yes to me, I'm going to say to you, you know what, Michelle, there's something new that came out. I'd love to show it to you. Or, Michelle, you know, I know that this worked for you. There's something that goes along with that. It's much easier to have that conversation. But much more than that, you have to serve and support. You have to give before you receive. So if you're my client and I knew that Joe down the street and Susie across the country could use what you have or would be a good guest for you, I'm going to introduce you. And I'm going to keep doing that because I know that what I do for you is going to benefit you. And at some point, you don't do it because of the some point, but at some point, you're going to say, what can I do for you? Because you keep giving me all these people and making these introductions. You don't do it because you're waiting for that to happen. You do it because you really mean it, and it will happen. And that's, especially in this climate now, you have to really make sure that people are connected. People are just striving to make these amazing connections, and it's part of human nature. You want to be connected. So why wouldn't you help people to be connected? And when you do that, there's so much more that comes from it.
And you are, of course, as usual, 100% correct. I mean, that's what it's all about, is that collaboration with the connections of people. And that's why I created this entire platform, so that people that are listening, they could get a chance to know people like you who are providing this great information. And then there's more of those people on this show that come back on, and then new people come mm-hmm. on. So you get a dose, you get to listen to them, get to hear them. And then you don't have to Google, you don't have to use Google anymore. It's like the new, it's the old version of calling up somebody for a referral. Like, hey, do you got somebody who is a good air conditioning tech? Hey, do you got somebody that can help me? I need a business coach. Do you know of anybody? Oh yeah, you ever heard of Judy Hoberman? She's a superstar. So you wanted to give her a call. And so that old way of doing business and doing connections with people is what I tried to do on this platform, but just change it a little bit more modern so that people can listen and then find. And then all the information that they're going to get out of these conversations that we ovaries are having, that's all free too. It's constantly giving so that, you know, people start implementing that in their personal lives and their business lives. So you're 100% correct, my dear.
But that, and that's how it works. I had my, my CPA, when I lived in the Northeast, my CPA only worked with entrepreneurs. That was it. He knew everything about them. He knew every rule and regulation. Well, I only sold insurance to entrepreneurs. That's it. I didn't do any groups. So I would introduce my clients to him. And after a while, he kept saying to me, how are all these people? Who are they? I'm like, these are my clients. And then he said to me, well, how do I help you? So it wasn't, I wasn't giving it to him because I was waiting for him to say, well, how do I help you? It was because I knew they needed what he had. And it's mm-hmm. so much different when you really do it because you believe in it, as opposed to going, okay, let's see, I gave you three, you didn't give me any, okay, now I'm done. It doesn't work like that. That's not what life is about. So, it, you know, in sales, it's about relationships. However you create this relationship is going to work, but you have to invest in them. You can't just sell somebody something and say, okay, that's it. I got in and out and got the check, and now I'm finished. It doesn't work like that because you will be out of business before you're in business.
Well, of course, if they've had a successful experience with you, you know, the referrals are a wonderful thing. And from the last statistic I had read that 97% of people's business comes from referrals, but only 3% of people have a referral plan or strategy that they use. So there's a huge disconnect there on people that worked with you, that they liked you, that could be giving you business and vice versa. But again, it goes back to the connection, the conversations, and keeping in touch with people.
Right.
Because you don't want them to think.
They also say that, you know, 90% of people want to give you referrals, but nobody asks. Nobody will ask. So forget about even having a plan. How about if you just say, who else do you know? You don't have to say, can you give me a referral? You could just say, you know, who else do you know? Who should I be listening for? You know, what is it that you need? What, you know, people will do it for you if you ask. They're waiting for you to ask. Sometimes they give it to you anyway just because they trust you and they love you. But sometimes they're waiting. They're like, I wonder if she's even going to ask for a referral because I have plenty. I always wait. I give it anyway. But I always wait to see because I'd love to see that whole process and that journey. Like, why are people not asking? Because they don't. They're afraid someone's going to say no, or it's going to ruin the relationship, or if you have to do something for them. I don't know. And so they don't. But it's crazy.
Well, I am asking you for referrals right now, Judy Hoberman. I will shoot you an email with more information. So I put you on the spot on the air, and we will take that to the next level because I have a couple ideas that I'm doing with some of my all-star partners here that I think it's time that we move things to the next level, because just your program alone, your sales program that you are just, you're going to give that out real quick because I know that people need that right now. What do you want them to email you to get the sales program?
Email me and just put the word easy. You don't even have to say anything else. Just say easy and I will send it to you.
And give your email.
That's how easy it is. email is judy@sellinginaskirt.com and you just say easy. Or on any social media, just direct message me. I know. I'm easy.
Well, no, but here's the thing. Make sure you send the email to Judy, because if you send it to somebody else and you put in easy, Judy's not responsible for the response that you may get. Okay?
Right.
I just want to – we're taking away the liability from her. So if you put in a couple wrong letters, I don't know what's going to happen. So Judy has signed a waiver.
Judy at sellinginaskirt.com. Yeah, you could put easy.
And then, of course, sellinginaskirt.com. I think everybody is smart enough to figure that out to go check out the website. And I'm going to put that in the show notes for this show, episode 246, of course, on our website, Everything Home Resource Platform, the Take Action tab, purpose-driven partner segment, this live show. Thank you, Ms. Judy. I appreciate you so much.
And I appreciate you and everybody that's listening. You need to listen to Michelle all the time because she has the best people and they give the best information and she ties it up in a beautiful bow so you understand it all.
Well, thank you so much. That's why I really appreciate that. It always means a lot coming from you because you are an exceptionally smart lady and very successful. Mm-hmm. So thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you next month.
All right. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. I'm telling you, you guys email her, judy@sellinginaskirt.com, and put in easy and sign up for that course. It's free. And I started taking it. I had to put it on pause because I was working on a bunch of other things and I need to finish it. And it is great. Anything that comes from her is valuable information advice. It is 12:40. I am 2 minutes over. Let's get back on track. Even though I have so much to share, I'm just going to load up my segment with a whole bunch of things because there's so much coming at you. I just need to make sure you have the tools, the resources to navigate through to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. My next guest is Devin Miller. He has another new partner. We are growing, peeps. We are growing. He's the founder of Miller IP Law, which focuses on startups and small businesses to protect inventions with patents, brands with trademarks, and creative with copyrights. You know, I always get that. Everyone kind of blurs it in like, well, I just need to get a trademark. And you're like, well, maybe that's not what you really need. Remember, it's all about language. We're using the right language, really understanding it really changes everything. Audience, big round of applause. We're going to learn some stuff. Devin, welcome to our Patriot Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful as ever, busy as always, and that's the way I like it. So life is great.
Ooh, we love when people are busy because you always want to work with a busy person because it's amazing. They can still always get everything done. Everything done. So what is the number
one thing?
You
always want to make sure you're going to the person that's busy. The person that as it's not, generally there's a reason why they're not busy. So it's always better to go to the busy person.
Oh, totally. So right now, what is the number one thing you are seeing coming in from clients, whether they're repeat or new? What's the number one thing?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, 32 seconds, I work with a ton of startups and small businesses, and the number one thing that they're trying to figure out is they're trying to figure out what they actually need. And, you know, kind of as you mentioned, a lot of times people come in and say, I've got a great invention. I need to get a trademark on it. And, you know, and then it's a conversation, well, you actually need a patent or, hey, I just wrote a great book or I just did a new video where, you know, and it's going viral and I need to get a trademark on it or a patent on it. And so the biggest thing that comes in is people having a need but not knowing exactly what they need and so getting some of that initial advice or guidance.
But it doesn't sound like that capital is that much of a hurdle for some of these people. Or would you say that's kind of – it just depends on the situation for the most part?
Yeah, so that is a fair question, a fair point. So we've done – so capital is always a hurdle. Every time you start with a startup or small business, they always have more things to spend money on than money to spend, and so they're always trying to figure out where their budget is. But, you know, where we've addressed a lot of that, it tends to be a less of a hurdle for a lot of the people that are coming through our doors because we've done a couple of things which are kind of abnormal for a law firm. One is we have a payment plan where they can split up the cost over 4 payments over 4 months, which is – generally not done by law firms. They just want it all in front. And so that's one of the things. The other thing we've always done is we also offer a DIY product. So, you know, kind of LegalZoom, but it's much more integrated with the law firm. So we get, if people don't have money or they don't have the ability to pay for it all, that they have a DIY option as well, that they can do some of the work themselves.
And that helps too, because, you know, especially startup, a lot of people have great ideas or they even have the work ethic, but then mm-hmm. they might not have the capital to do what is next, depending on, you know, like buying a building, bigger deal, right? If something that they have to buy they're buying a business, totally different thing. But as far as startups that are just, you know, the human being and maybe the computer or whatever else, it's a little bit easier to start those things up. So then maybe what they can do is then they'll have some more capital to work with you. Because what if they do need that trademark in order to put, or the copyright in order to go out there and sell what they've got, because they can't go out and sell it and expose it, you know, like a Shark Tank, when they're going, oh, well, you shouldn't be launching this out there because someone can scoop it up and copy it from you. You know, you're going to be in that scene, they'll squish you like the cockroach you are. You don't need to have that conversation.
No, it's always one where it's better to have had that, at least in your roadmap and your plan ahead, because, you know, where we see the most is you'll get into angel capital or venture capital type investor, and they'll say, okay, you know, love your pitch, think it's a great idea. Now, you know, what's proprietary about you and how do you have it protected? And those are, if you get that question and you say, well, you know, this is what, you know, they can usually answer the first question. Here's how we're different. You know, we have X, Y, or Z products, or we have, you know, this customer base, or we, you know, created something new, or we have a great brand. And they say, we don't know how, you know, it's not really protected and somebody else can knock it off, is never an answer that encourages people to want to give you money or to invest in your company. So in that sense, it's always better to have that kind of planned out, thought ahead, and have that answer prepared and have that strategy in place so that when you get that answer, you can answer it confidently. And you also have that in place so that as you're growing and as you're becoming better, you're protected and you have that as an asset for your company.
You've had obviously a lot of experience personally with startups that you've had of your own, and then obviously all of your clients. So what would give me like a tip, something that would be really great that you would have liked to have known, or most of your clients would have liked to have known right from the beginning, so they could kind of cut off a whole bunch of stress or time or wasted energy?
Yeah, I'll give you a couple tips. One is a really simple tip, which everybody should do, is get a business in place before you ever get going, in the sense that most people, they'll start out, they'll have a great idea, they'll get the business going, they'll get it up and running, they'll be making money, and then they'll get a cease and desist letter, or they'll get somebody that's mad at them, and then they come after them personally, and they come after their assets and life savings, which are all scary. So easiest thing to get going is when you get an LLC is typically the easiest one to get going and play, protects you from the get-go. And that's one that is easy to overlook because you get excited about the business, get excited about sales, and you don't get in place. Beyond that, I would say, you know, take the time, and one of the biggest fears, I think, for especially startups and small businesses is that they don't want to go in and talk to an attorney because they're going to say, this is going to be expensive, I'm going to spend hundreds of dollars, they're going to probably tell me that they can't help me or that I'm too early or anything else. And yet if you can find a good attorney, most of them are willing to sit down and talk to you for a few minutes and lay out that plan of what you need to do, what it's going to cost, what the time frames are. And that would be the one thing, if you know, is remove that hesitation of simply just being worried about the cost of your business to the expense of your business never being prepared or never growing. So I think that's probably the biggest two takeaways. If I was starting over again, that's what I would do.
And you know, when you were saying about the hesitation to go talk to an attorney because you're thinking, oh, maybe it's too expensive, it's almost counteracting what is in your brain. You know, everything is coming from our mind, right? So if that's what the energy that we're putting out there, and we're saying, oh, well, I don't want to talk to an attorney because I don't know if this business is actually going to work, or I don't know if it's going to take a long time to really make a bunch of money. You just step down your own dream, right? You basically, you shot yourself in the foot by almost jinxing yourself and putting that out there that your business isn't going to be successful, rather than going, I need to go see an attorney because this thing is going to be so incredibly successful that I'm going to have, you know, two or three digits in front of that comma coming in no time, that I need to make sure that I'm protected. Now, listen, you know, feel the energy in that conversation rather than scared. You know, scared money doesn't win in Vegas, too.
No, I think you've either got to convince yourself, hey, this is worthwhile to invest my time, money, and effort in. It's worthwhile to get the right resources in place as I'm getting going. Or if you're not convinced, then that's probably, if you have that hesitation, you probably need to revisit whether or not you think it's worthwhile to invest. And so I think either it's a telling sign either way, either, hey, yep, I'm all in and we're going to make sure this is done right, or, hey, I'm not convinced and maybe you should reconsider if this is a business you want to devote your next however many years and your time and effort into.
Yeah, and the advice that they might get from somebody like you would be, hey, maybe this is not ready for prime time players yet, or maybe this is something, as Mr. Wonderful says, you should go take it in behind the barn and shoot it because this is not necessary. I mean, you know, intentions are great, but at the end of the day, there has to be some meat to it, and maybe that is their friends are not telling them that, and you tell them, and you just save them a whole bunch of money and headache and time. So it doesn't hurt to talk to an expert, everybody. Give your contact information, website, that kind of stuff, Devin, Attorney Devin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Devin,
so a couple ways that they can get a hold of me or they can reach out to me. One is if you just want to go to the general website, find out more about the law firm, the prices, learn a ton about, we have a ton of content, videos and blog articles and information about patents and trademarks and copyrights and other things. They can go to lawwithmiller.com, easy way to reach out. If they want to schedule a one-on-one session with me and it's, you know, they can grab 15, 20 minutes free time to chat with me and kind of go over what they want to do, they can go to strategymeeting.com. So strategymeeting.com for a one-on-one with me, lawwithmiller.com if they just want to check it out in general.
And then that's also, he's going to give you 15, 20 minutes of his time for free, everybody. So I would definitely take advantage of that, but I've also be prepared. You want to do that because I have a feeling that you're going to end up having another session, which is going to be even more valuable. So, you know, don't go in there without being prepared because it'll be worth both of your time. So thank you, Devin, for coming on and sharing that information. I look forward to having you back on next month because people need this information. You know, you're going to save a lot of time and energy and heartache for sure. And maybe lawsuits, you know, especially if it's a home run. You don't need any of that stuff. None of that shenanigans. You know, after you work so hard to make this money, you don't want somebody with their grubby little hands coming in there trying to go get it because you forgot to cross a T or dot an I on a piece of paper. You know what I mean? None of that.
I completely agree with you. So I appreciate you having me on. It was fun to chat and definitely happy to help people and make sure that they're protected so they can avoid the fun parts of business, which are the lawsuits.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Devin. You have a great week, and I appreciate your content and information. We'll talk to you next month.
Sounds great.
All right. So we were at 12:51, and then I'm going to I'm just going to throw a couple things at you here. I'm going to I'm a little over, but I want to share a bunch of things on the platform with you because it's important. Importante. Remember everything. There's a lot going on, so we just want to make sure that everybody out there has got everything that they need. Something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening. So I just wanted to bring to your attention on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You go to the Take Action tab. You will see live events and virtual events pages, live events and virtual event pages. And this week, there's a couple of great things that are happening in the virtual events world. You know, we don't, with virtual events, we want to be more in person, but virtual events, there's nothing wrong with those, right? But if you can be in person, you always want to be in person first. So Brighteon TV, Mr. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, one of our partners, and he's coming on the show. I met him. Remember I met him when I was in Tulsa? I had that conversation. He was like, told me he was my virtual boyfriend, right? Until I found out he was married 30 years. It took me like 4 months because he never mentions the wife on the air. But anyway, Brighteon TV launches on 8/24, which is tomorrow. And then I will be guesting on the Dr. Alan Key show the following Tuesday. A bunch of my friends are having shows, so I'm going to see if I can get myself on a couple of those shows. That would be awesome. And Bishop Leon has a show on that platform. He's going to be calling in here shortly. The other thing, too, Bard's Fest is the 26th to the 29th. That is the big fest in, I believe it's Missouri. It's one of the M's in there in the middle. And on the virtual events page, I'm going to add the link because Brighteon TV is going to be taking a break from their normal TV shows, and they're going to be broadcasting that. So definitely try to tune in. And then don't forget, the Common Sense Summit is now on demand. That's on the virtual events page. That's with Clyde Cleveland, who has been on the show. And then there also is the Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour from this past weekend, which had incredible information, up to date on a lot of guests we've had on this show. And I highly encourage you, even if you just fast the road through some of them and you just want to focus on the ones that are talking about COVID and the non-vaccines and all of that shenanigans that are going on, which is much worse than it was the 30 and 60 days ago when they did their last one. I learned so much information. I'm going to share a tiny bit with you. You can go to Rumble. He's on the Rumble. And I think just click on the big graphic on there and it'll get you through. I'll make sure that it's updated today. So you need to do that. And don't forget the COVID facts tab. The COVID facts tab is so loaded with information. It's got all the information on the getting the exemptions. And there's shows that go along with most of these resources. So that way, you can get the information you need, get the gist on what needs to happen, like the how-tos, yeah, from the actual experts, from the people who are providing the resources. So go to the COVID Facts tab, yeah, on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, the COVID Facts tab, and then you will see the episodes that we've done, right? That'll tell you all of you out to the fake COVID-19, because there isn't a sample anywhere on the planet Earth. You need to keep that in mind. The virus has been around since 2002. We actually made it. We, the government, DARPA, and the DOD made it in a lab here. It's a synthetic version. It's a SARS-CoV-2. It's not novel at all. So see, lies, all coming from the media in order to get you to mask up, which is part of the brainwashing, which is part of the civil obedience, and it is part of the whole agenda to get you to take this non-vaccine, which is literally killing people and destroying their health, obviously, the VAERS information. If you haven't seen videos by now or heard people and all the doctors, you know, the dirty dozen, the disinformation dozen, they're not. They're actually the data-driven doctors and professionals. A bunch of them have been on the show. So go check out that tab. It'll give you the information so you can listen to the episodes. And then, of course, you can go ahead and the other tab that I stuck on there is about therapeutics and medicines. And if you want a telemed visit or if you want an in-person visit and you want to know what all of these treatments are, if you have it, you know, to prevent it, because all you have to do is boost your immune system, then that you can even get budesonide, HCQ, ivermectin. And I suggest that you follow the therapeutics, because you want to be preventative, because as these fake variants are coming at you, and we're not going to have time to jump into that, but there can't be a variant for a fake COVID-19 disease that doesn't exist. The people that are getting the vaccines are creating variants of this new form, which is the SARS-CoV-2, because that's what it's designed to do. I'm telling you, those episodes, just start listening to some that are on our show, and then we're gonna link it to some other people that haven't come on the show yet, but that provide incredible information so you can get the facts. All right, it's 12:56. Let me wrap that up. Like I said, I could talk about that for so long, especially the information that I learned during the Clay Clark event this weekend, the Reawakening Tour. One of the doctors that I need to get on the show, Carrie Made, she's part of the five docs that are with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Christiana Northrup, which is episode 230, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, which was episode 213, and Dr. Lee Merritt. Those are the five doc. They're that crew. This is the first time that I heard her do a solo performance, and oh my gosh, there's way too much to share now, but definitely that is one of the highlights when you're talking on the medical side. So it's 12:57. I wanted to give you a business takeaway today. I think it's time to give everybody something for free. Let's give something for free. How about that? Let's get down to business. All right. So Randy Miller, the founder of WEN, the Professional Advisory and Guidance Programs for Your Career, Being, and Health. They're one of our platinum partners. He comes on once a month. He's been generous enough to give our audience his one-on-one coaching program for free. The cost is $197. I have a few packages that I can give away. I only have a few. So if you want to win this, right, we'll put everybody's names into a hat or whatever they do nowadays. And I'll pick out, I got two of them. I might be able to get a third one from him. So I'll have to ask politely, but I definitely have two packages. So I want to give those out to the audience. And all you have to do is email me the word WEN. So, and if you happen to catch the wrong email, it's not going to be as dangerous as if you sent the email to Judy and put in easy, right? So you're going to email the word WEN to my email, michelle@passionprojects.org. Michelle has one L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, @passionprojects.org. And of course, that information is listed on all of our social media pages, right? There's always a place to put your email. And of course, it's always listed on our website. If you go to media, the tab that says media and cool stuff, and go to the contact page, my email is on there too. So if you want to get a chance to win one of the Randy Miller WEN professional programs, this is the one-on-one coaching for $197 value. We're going to give those away. I've got two packages and we're going to raffle them off. We're going to throw them all in the thing. And I just want, before I bring on my superstar guest, Bishop Leon Benjamin, I wanted to give you a little bit more information about our Promos for a Purpose program. More than ever, now it's time that people stand out from their competition. And of course, you want to stay top of mind. And it's all about partnerships and collaboration and promoting your purpose. That's what it's all about, everybody. That's what this program, this show, and this platform is all about, collaboration, getting at your message, because you are exceptional in what you do and more people need to know about it. So take a listen, and then we're going to bring on Benjamin, Miss Bishop Leah Benjamin.
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. All right. Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox is up next. Cue the music, boys and girls. Let's do this.
This is Everything Home's special segment, messages that matter from people you need to know about, heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots, offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me in Sitting Shotgun is a very special guest who's fresh off the Clay Clark's Reawakened Tour in Michigan this past weekend, Bishop Leon Benjamin. He's the senior pastor of New Life Harvest Church in Richmond, Virginia. He's a congressional candidate for Virginia's 4th District. Oh, can you imagine him and MTG on the floor of the House? Oh, that would be amazing. He's also the chair for the Grassroots Voter Integrity Coalition, Virginia's for America First. As a very vocal voice on the national front as a media spokesperson and conservative political activist. For those of you who don't know, he operated as a Trump surrogate and worked on a faith-based initiative support during the president-elect's transition back in 2016 to 17. Audience, this man deserves a big round of applause. He is a God-loving, faith and freedom fighting, take action, patriotic pastor. And of course, how could he not be? A veteran of the Gulf War. So audience, big round of applause. Bishop Leon Benjamin, how are you today, my friend?
Michelle, oh my God, the flames are still hot from the Health and Freedom Conference. I'm telling you, it's amazing. Thank you so much. You're doing such an awesome job getting the word out. We're so proud of you. God bless you for what you're doing. Thank you for having me today.
Well, you are very welcome. I'm honored that you came. You're coming in hot from such an incredible weekend. And when you booked it, I wasn't even putting two together. So when I saw you pop up on the screen, I was watching you this weekend, and I said, oh, my God, I couldn't ask for a bigger gift from the big guy upstairs than to have you with your energy slipping into the show from this weekend. And I mentioned this to you earlier. I think it was your best performance I've seen. I don't want to use the word performance because you're not performing. It's you. But for the sake of show, right, let's just say it's the best one that I've seen you, and you just keep popping up on the screen. And I was like, I can go for more. This is awesome. So you did an incredible job. So thank you for repositioning and giving everybody kind of a different approach on how things need to change. And I think that that was the overall message of the entire conference. It was each time it's on, it's evolving with where things are going, because obviously things are getting really aggressive right now.
It needs an aggressive approach. You know, I thank God for Clay and Vanessa Clark and all of the Thrive Time people and General Flynn and everyone, Patrick Burns with the America Project and our very own homegrown people here in Virginia with VFAF, Virginians for America First, and attacking aggressively the things that are coming against us right now. Mike Lindell, you know, I raise his hands up at the conference. You know, we put our hands up together because we are the champions. We will never quit. This is not about just the church. This is the spirit of 1776. This is the spirit that is embedded in all Americans who now are put up against the wall, so to speak, because we're like in the Red Sea, you know, the Red Sea moment. We can't go back to Pharaoh. We got rocks on one side and rocks. We got
rocks everywhere
on both sides.
Yeah,
right,
this
so
is
where
bad.
Are we going?
I don't know.
Where
I'm just
going?
Hanging on.
Yeah.
Like, remember that cat?
So remember
the poster from the 80s with the cat, the little kitten hanging from the rope, and he's just like, hang
yeah.
in there. That's us. That's literally us right now. We're hanging on my little paw.
Yeah. So this cat turns into the lion. Right?
Ooh.
On the tribe of Judah. Oh, my God. And the lions. I saw one of the most beautiful posts, you know, on Facebook. I had to paste it and copy it. And it showed, it says, we can't just keep trying to wake up the sheep now. We got to call for the lion. And that's what you are. And many of us who are out here now on the front line, and just many patriots right now, believers, who are saying, no more bad. You know, it's
yeah.
time for the roar. It's time. And that's what, when we came out of Grand Rapids, when I was there, I'm telling you, the people were fired up. And it's like every speaker, every person, it didn't matter, pastors and just lawyers and doctors, you know, data analysis, you know, the digital soldiers. You know,
I just call them common sense people. Common sense people. That's all they
yeah.
are. They just use common sense. They did a little
yeah.
homework, and they're like, wow, that was easy. 2 and 2 still is 4. I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and what's going on now with America right now is that, you know, we are in that place, you know. We could either humble ourselves under God or be totally crushed by the pressure that is upon us right now. You know, one man built his house upon the rock, and the storms came, the winds blown, but nothing happened to him. Then the other one built it on the sand, and the storms came, the winds blowed, and it says great was the destruction of that person's house. And America has a choice, either stand on the rock or stand on the sand. And I'm putting it out there right now in the show right now. Where are you, America? Where are you? Are you on the rock, which is Christ, or are you on the sand, which is total stupendency? I was going to say codependency, but we don't go past codependency. We are going stupid,
mm-hmm.
stupid dependent upon a illegitimate administration and, people who say they love us, but they don't fear God. Because if they loved us, they would protect us. They would protect our rights. They would secure our borders. And they would get those people out of Afghanistan. It wouldn't have gone this far. And I might be throwing a lot of stuff out there, Michelle, but
not at all.
Who is
we talk about it on every show. Not at
who,
all.
Who is in charge? Who is in charge? Please, will the real president stand up? Who's in charge? You know?
Yeah, that's the problem.
What is going on here?
Yeah, yeah.
What is going
it's
on?
That,
so
it's that bad. You know, I keep saying that the Biden regime, Biden and his Nazi regime, is the most successful. He's the most successful president in history at accomplishing his and their agenda. That's the big difference, right? So everybody keeps saying, well, he's just incompetent. No, he's not. He is not at all. They just don't know what they're doing. Yeah, they do. How could they have made these missteps? Well, they're not missteps. How could they have miscalculated even the things that are happening at the border? No, that's by design. So once the American people stop listening to the people on in the media, even the ones you think that are really, really smart, that they keep saying, well, he's just incompetent. He's just this. You can use pick a word of the day, you know, a soup du jour word. It doesn't matter. This has happened. He is accomplishing what their to-do list is, and he's done it in 7 months. It's exceptional. I've never seen anything like it. It's all bad. It's all evil. It's all demonic. It's all destroying this country, but he's checked every box, and he's still going strong. And he's getting away with it because, he's just, you know, he's lost his mind. He's just an idiot. No, not at all. Not when when you look at it from the flip side, that's what his intentions and their intentions were the whole time. They're very successful against us. So now once you let that seep in, everybody, the whole conversation changes. The whole way you look at it changes. I hope you get a little bit of that fire in your belly and that lion starts to come out because you're like, oh, hell no. Now I get it. Now I get it. I don't have to ask why anymore. I have to ask, what do I do next? What do we do next? Because you don't need to know why. They hate you and they hate this country, just like the good bishop just said. They wouldn't be doing this if they loved you or if they loved God. That's clear. Don't ask why anymore. You want to comment on my observation, Bishop Leon Benjamin?
Oh, Michelle, I think you hit it right on the number. The opposite of stupidity is total intentionalism. They're doing this with an intent,
mm-hmm.
and
part of the plan
to destroy our very constitution, shred it right before our faces. Clay put up a website called timetofreeamerica.com, and I see that you got those links to all the good information. I appreciate you putting all the resources kind of like in one place. But everything that's going on, the truth about the election fraud, the proven therapies for COVID-19, the truth about the vaccines, this is intentional. All of these different things are intentional blocks of movements, the truth about Black Lives Matter, the truth about the models that they first came out, that all these people are going to die, and all of these things. Dr. Fauci, it's so many.
Fraudgy. The little Fraudgy elf.
So many.
Little Fraudgy elf, that's what he is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the truth then becomes paramount. Then, if Google can't tell us the truth, where are we going to get the truth from? So that's why I thank God for your show. If Google's not going to tell us the truth, if CNN is not going to tell us the truth, now it's funny. CNN is like a piranha now. You know, it's like blood in the water. Biden's blood is in the water. Okay,
right.
And CNN has turned into a piranha. All of a sudden now, we hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's a part of the script, too. That's a part of the script, too. Come on. If all of this is a part of the script, taking him out of the way is also a part of the script, too. Okay? It's a part of the whole big agenda, the Great Reset, right? It's a part of the whole big plan.
Yeah, and if people don't believe you, if people don't believe you or they don't believe me, they can go read the book about it. You know, Klaus Schwab actually wrote a book in 2010 called COVID-19 and the Great Reset for something that was supposed to be a novel, meaning new virus, COVID-19. Told you guys, it was a marketing name. It's not even an exist. There's not a sample on the planet. So it's not Bishop Leon making this up for me. They tell you about it. We just have chosen not to pay attention. There's a book. There's actually videos. There's seminars. There's all kinds of stuff. So that's why you need to clue in, because it's much bigger than us versus them. It's literally at this point, when I say evil and good, and this is what I want the bishop to kind of take it from here in this direction, it literally is evil and good. You're dealing with demonic people. Literally demonic people, demonic intentions, where I used to say it would, they were just bad people. No. It became demonic when I really saw what they continue to keep doing when it's pure evil runs through their veins, where it's beyond nefarious. So take it in that direction, Bishop.
Well, look, SM-102, which is a patent for the vaccine that these guys put together, Bill Gates, George Soros, and Epstein, of all the people, okay, put together this thing, and their consultants are actually people who worship Satan. So think about this. The vaccine was put together by people who worship Satan.
Right, yeah.
The SM-102, if you go look it up, it stands for Luciferase. That's why I could just hug and kiss Clay Clark right now. I'm telling you, the boy's crazy, but he is crazy. I call him a marketplace apostle. I call it Clay's Closet.
Clay's Closet is funny.
Thing about, yeah,
you know, I always go the other way when I hear closet, yeah.
Well, this is one closet. This is one closet that is taking the forefront, okay? Tickets got sold out in every place we've been. Grand Rapids, we're on our way to Colorado. They need to go to ThriveTimeShow.com and get their ticket quick. It's starting to sell out again. We'll be in Houston. We'll be in San Antonio, and then we'll be in Dallas. It's this thing about this evil. This is no longer Republican and Democrat. This thing is biblical now. We're talking mm-hmm. about 666 stuff, Antichrist stuff. And the only people that can discern that are people like you and I, and people who are putting their nose back into the book, okay? I'm getting people who are calling me about religious exemptions and how can I do it? You know, Dr. Simone Gold and many others and many doctors that you know about. This thing is going down to personal conviction. No, you don't need a mediator. You don't need a rabbi, a doctor, or even myself, a bishop, to tell you what you are personally convicted of, because that's what Jesus said the Holy Spirit would do. He would lead us and guide us into all truth. And this conviction now about what's going on, the good versus evil, is where America is. No one thought that we would get back to this place again of tyranny, that our founding fathers had to fight, put their lives on the line, and everything they had, everything they owned, to say we will not live and thrive under tyranny. And Satan, he has masked himself. I'm using a play on word because most of America is masked, except for those who are in civil disobedience. Okay.
The people with the common sense caps still on their heads because, you know, the mask thing,
right,
has nothing to do with health. It actually hurts your health. There's 40 years of studies that prove that it doesn't prevent viral transmissions. It actually hurts your health because you're breathing your own carbon dioxide. And I use this analogy all the time. You know, when things are going real bad in people's lives, you've probably seen it on TV, right? When they go in the garage and they turn the car on and what's coming out of the exhaust pipe, right? Isn't that the carbon dioxide? So then that's when they don't want to be around anymore. So then that's what they're breathing in. So that's what you're doing when you have a mask on, not to mention the bacteria and everything else. And it's causing actually brain damage, especially with kids. There are studies, 3 minutes, there was actual brain damage detected when a child wore a mask for 3 minutes. And you want these kids to wear masks for a disease that is less deadlier than the flu that literally has been around since 2002 that we created in a lab. We did, the DOD, DARPA, they created this in a lab. So that's what everybody needs to get their arms around this and get an idea on how this is all manufactured. It's all political propaganda, pandemic. And it's important to listen to people like Bishop Leon Benjamin because he wants you to get back to our relationship with God. Because if Jesus is coming, it's not going to be a very good thing when he shows up. But you want to make sure you're on the right side of this because there's all, literally, these people are evil and demons. Right, Bishop?
We have prayed for so many people. We was in Tampa doing the Health and Freedom Conference, and we prayed for hundreds of people. There are people getting baptized, Michelle, in Jesus' name. And you know what? You know, people are getting baptized, giving their life to Christ. We've seen so many people turn to Jesus. And And could it be what the enemy meant for evil? God is turning it around for our good. And these decisions are being made in what we thought was just a business conference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just thought, you know, just people coming together and, you know, networking, business cards, you know, da-da-da-da. And the Holy Ghost comes in and just goes, boom, as Clay says, boom. You know, he has an acronym for boom, you know. But this intensity that showed up in America, and now people are patriots are rising up all over the country. Yourself and many other broadcasters are just now taking this thing, the bull, so to speak, by the horns. As the scripture says, taking the horns of the altar. You know, that really meant when you lay on the horns of the altar, you are saying, Lord, there has to be a sacrifice that can take my place. You got to understand, that was a type of a foreshadowing of what Jesus ultimately did on the cross. So is there a sacrifice? Is there someone who can take our place? Because this is what John cried in the book of Revelations after seeing that no one was worthy to open up the scroll, the books of judgment. It literally meant, John said, literally he was crying because he says, no one's going to be able to judge this Satan. No one's going to be able to get rid of this evil. Who can get rid? And thank God a voice cried out in Revelation chapter 5 saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to take, you know, to open up the scroll. Because if those judgments don't open, think about this. If God doesn't judge COVID-19, it will be here forever.
Right.
And America has a chance. America has a chance now, amen, to say that, yes, there is someone who took our place, who took on sin, who took on the transgressions of us all. Because if we're going to think we're innocent in America for this going on, oh, no, 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 no. We are guilty. We are guilty. We've allowed so much to happen. Billions of babies aborted since Roe v. Wade. 70 billion plus, or million, 70 million, you know, and most of them African-American. So in the all black community, you're talking about guilt, a trail of blood. The Bible talks about how the earth cries out because so much blood has to be swallowed up because of all the murders and the crime that is going on. This is what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. It wasn't so much the people crying out for deliverance. The earth was crying out, saying, please, someone get these wicked people off of me, because God is in covenant with the earth. We're not talking about the New Green Deal, neither. This ain't nothing to do with the New Green Deal,
which isn't green. Yeah. There's nothing green
it's
about
not
it.
Not even green, no.
Oh,
it's nothing green about it.
No, it's a dumpster fire. Yeah, it is not green.
Yes. So who can take on this? These curses and sicknesses and diseases and sin. Who, you know, and so I think America, as we're praying for Israel at the same time, is laying someone, Michelle, and I'm hoping it's us, right, this generation, that lays their hands on the horns of the altar again. You know, Joel talked about it. Cry for the wailing woman, the weeping woman. Come to the porch and wail. Okay, for our sins have become double. And call for the wailing woman, call a general assembly. See, this is the whole goal of COVID-19 is to break up the true assembly, which is the body of Christ. To break up those patients,
mm-hmm.
those believers who can come together and say no to sin, no to Satan, and no to tyranny. That's where we are right now.
Yeah, because it's a calculated manufactured plan that doesn't have any science to back it up, because apparently, you know, when they say they follow the science, they don't. Let me ask you a question before I forget it. So when you mentioned taking the horns of the altar, right? And I've not heard anyone mention that before. Is that also in Revelations?
The altar is remember, the Jews are trying to sacrifice without the appropriate all the things. Remember, the temple is destroyed, right, in AD 70. So over in Jerusalem right now, there is no temple. So there's no altar. So where do you get the altar from in the book of Revelation? It has to come by revelation of Jesus Christ. See, and that's why he warns the angels in the book of Revelation chapter, he goes through all these warnings to the angel of the church, say this, to the angel of the church, say this, and he starts to warn them. Revelation 2, unto the angel of the church in Ephesus, right, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars and in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Now, where are those candlesticks? You don't see it in the natural. You see what I'm saying? All these things are still there. The candlesticks are there. Here's Jesus talking to John, talking about candlesticks, okay, talking about the stars. You know, it's like, wait a minute. Where is this stuff?
What's going on?
We got carnal people. We got carnal people leading us who can't point. So we got witches now who are pointing to stuff in the spirit. We have warlocks and sorcerers and those who are getting high every day. You know, they just, we got people spazzed out leading us. And here Jesus is coming back to the church again to say, will you please, I gave you my Holy Spirit, will you please lead the world into this next phase? And he talks to them, and he says, verse number 2, this is the part where we are in America. He says, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou cannot bear them which are evil. That's America. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles. This word apostles is not just talking about church people. It's talking about a delegation of people who are commissioned by Christ to spread the truth. And I think that's every leader who says they're in leading people. You are in an apostolic position. And what has happened is, he says, they are apostles, but he says, and are not, which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars. This is Revelations 2 and 2. We have politicians who are in an apostolic leadership role who are liars. Mm-hmm. We have presidents. Oh, God. We have CEOs. We have people who run the CDC and the WHO and run all types of organizations and groups who say they are apostles. Let's not get religious. Apostle is not a religious word. It is a government designation. And everyone thinks the church is about religion. No, it's about government.
Ooh.
And here we are. The church of Ephesus was able to figure out these leaders and call them out for who they were. They are liars. But look what he says to them. And has borne, verse 3, and has patience and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. That's America. We haven't fainted yet. We haven't quit. But look what it says. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Oh, my God. America,
wow. We,
I'm in it too, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Daniel, praying for everybody, including myself. We have left our first love. And what did Jesus say to John, the Revelator? Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent.
It's very simple. Revelations. That's what
America is a light. But if we don't repent, Jesus said, I will remove this light, and everything you've done for the last 300 years will be a faded memory. We've sent out the most Bibles. We have sent out the most missionaries. We have fed the hungry all around the world. Look what happened in Afghanistan. We held on to Afghanistan for 20 years to try to keep it stable. And now we have a president who pulls out prematurely. And now we have human rights violations happening every minute, even as we talk right now. Americans are being whipped and beaten. Churches are being persecuted. Women and children right now are being abused.
Abuse is using a kind word. That's using a kind word.
I know, because we pulled the light out of Afghanistan. What do you do when you pull light out of a place? It's nothing but darkness.
Darkness.
And anything imaginable happens in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you can imagine. And that's why Satan's kingdom is called the kingdom of darkness, not the kingdom of light. Jesus' kingdom is called the kingdom of light.
That's all revelation.
Go ahead.
That's what I mean. What I think, and I want your suggestion on this. People need to read Revelations as soon as they can make time. Because I'm being nice to say that. I'm not saying you need to do it today, but you need to make time to read that, because every time that I hear a pastor or somebody or a bishop, and I listen to a lot of them, a lot of them have come on the show, somebody always points something new about that they want to focus on in Revelations. Your version is a unique one I've not heard, but I think it's so appropriate for exactly what's happening just in this past week that I think a lot more people will be able to relate and understand what we've been talking about and what you have been talking about for a very long time, what we're talking about today, and how this is so much more than Anthony Fauci telling you that you need to put a mask on and take a non-vaccine. It's much bigger than that. And I think people can make the time to read that section of the Bible. Maybe it will make a lot more sense. And then people will decide to step up. They'll decide to stand up, and they'll be able to say, you know what? Not on my watch. I'm not going to let this happen. I'm actually going to do something, because there's not enough people doing things now. And then I'm also sitting here to say, hey, not only am I going to do something, I'm going to encourage and get my friends to join me, because that's what needs to happen next. We need to have a lot more engagement rather than just people saying, yeah, I want to do something. I agree. We're further along than that, right? Bishop, don't you agree that we need to take the next steps a little here?
Yeah, it's a thing about what prophecy is all about, and everybody thinks prophecy is religion. No, prophecy is to speak the inspired word of God. It comes from a word in the Hebrew called nabal, which means to bubble up. And in the New Covenant, it means to speak words that reveal the hearts of men. Now, you know why they want the churches shut down? Because the church is the only entity in the earth that can speak words that can reveal the hearts of men. So
yeah, they don't want us to talk.
David, don't want us to talk.
They don't want us to talk to each other.
Look at David. David thought he got away with what? Murdering Uriah and taking Bathsheba and getting her pregnant. But guess what? God had a prophet to get inside that administration. And this is what this administration thinks. This administration thinks that God can't get a prophet in the house. There is nowhere in the Bible that any leadership position that has been ordained, because Romans 13 says the powers that be are ordained of God. So even the very office that Biden has is ordained of God. So if it belongs to God, if it belongs to God, God sits up and puts one down, then God can get a prophet in the house. Now, Ahab was like this. Is there anybody that has a word? Because I got to go fight this army. I got to go. And then one of the guys said, send Micah. And Ahab said, no, don't send him. He always has something bad to say. He never agrees with my administration. Do you have another prophet?
Yeah, I'd like to do an exchange. Does anyone? Okay. What's your return policy? Do you guys have that 10-day return? Yeah, something.
Yeah, no, prophet.com. Go to prophet.com and select your favorite prophet, you know. And this is what America is dealing with right now. We're dealing with the fact that words are powerful. Look at MLK. He didn't have a gun in his hand, did he? I don't remember him having a gun in his hand, making anybody signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. There was no gun in his hand. He didn't have a bomb. He didn't have a knife to get people to sign the Fair Housing Act of 1968. Where did it come from? It came from words. It came from words. And since we're now in this what we call the information age, someone is trying to either control our words or redefine our words.
It's almost change like the lack of information age. It's the propaganda age, because the information that's coming at you is skewed to manipulate. And I'm glad that you mentioned Martin Luther King. You know, when all this Black Lives Matter shenanigans started, and I did a deep dive, took me about 3 hours. The first time that I saw all these bodies on TV, I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I just did some search and little Google stuff. I knew more than it took the media about 6 months to start trickling out some of the stuff that I found out literally in 3 hours about how evil and how bad and what their intentions were and all the people that were involved and where the money came from and how it's not even a nonprofit and it's not even a real foundation. And it's a corporation in Delaware where they hide it because they don't want you to know who's attached to it because they don't need to launder the money. I mean, it literally took me 3 hours to figure that out. But the thing that I thought was very odd was that everything that they said, everything they stood for, and of course everything now that you hear the CRT, critical race theory, and then some, which is actually the low-hanging fruit of what the entire curriculum is all about, especially here in Arizona. It's called C3, and CRT is just a category. There's much worse that's being taught that most people aren't aware of or paying attention. But Martin Luther King said, you know, it's not about the color of your skin, but the content of your character. And he was like the biggest thing on the planet to so many people, and then all of a sudden they basically said, we don't like you anymore. We don't like what you had to say. We're going to change it. We're going to change the language. We're going to manipulate it because it is about the color of your skin. I mean, what went through your mind? Because you're in that community a lot, and then you're going, what are you guys doing?
Once we found out what BLM was all about, and again, you can go to timetofreeamerica.com and just see some of the things we found out about. I mean, we literally have a convicted terrorist, Susan Rosenberg, who is handling the intake of donations to Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have on their very, you know, it was on their statement of faith or what they believe in. One of the ones was to destroy the nuclear family, to destroy the family. Okay. And we have, again, these are trained Marxists, These are people who are trained to come in and destroy anything that deals with a republic and to put in communism. And so in my community, we had very sincere people, you know, that thought they were marching for a good reason because the emotional strings were tied first, you know, without the correct information.
Mm-hmm. And that's by design.
They caught us off guard. They caught us off guard. And when George Floyd was shown killed right on TV, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
All of them were just captured going, what in the heck is going on? This is not right. But little did we know that behind the scenes, again, as you said, the playbook, the Great Reset, all of this was in a playbook. That if you want to, that's why Black America is the key to either the destruction of America or the salvation of America. I want that to sink in.
Oh.
I want that to sink in. Either the destruction of, we'll either tear it up, we'll either destroy it, or we'll be the reason why it prospers.
Huh.
And this is something where we start getting into what is called the human race. It's only one race. There's no really
called the human race.
You know, white, black, it's really ethnicity we're celebrating. We're not celebrating color. We're celebrating cultures, And the thing about it is that why did they choose this way to enter in? through all the riots, because the riots started before COVID. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The riots started before COVID. It was all strategically planned that a neighborhood that is already on fire will take the vaccine. A neighborhood that is already oppressed, burnt down, businesses destroyed. I mean, come on. All the destruction and damage through BLM.
$2 billion
billions.
At least. Billions.
My God. Well, that neighborhood is already oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And oppressed people seem to give in to their slave owners. You know, thank God for the Frederick Douglasses and the Sojourner Truths and the Harriet Tubmans and those who says I will not become a slave.
Fast forward to today, right? That's what people are. When you put that mask on, people, that's what you just became, a slave. When you're taking that non-vaccine,
yeah.
You became a slave to the false authorities, a slave to the state because they told you to, and they can't tell you to do anything.
Yeah.
And if they're not even giving you informed consent, giving you the facts, they're just lying to you, literally lying. So you're just following their orders. Who in their right mind would do that? Who in their right mind?
An evil person.
And with
the black community, I can say this without a shadow of a doubt. We will take the last shirt off of our back and give it to somebody. We are conservatives at heart. Even though, that's why I can't understand why blacks vote Democrat. You sit down and talk to any black family, and you say, "Do you love women and you love babies?" Yeah. So so you don't really believe in killing babies? No, I don't. I don't believe in that. You love family? Yeah, I love family. Yeah, you love hard work? Yeah. Well, we work hard, work all night, work all day, work 10 jobs if we have to. Why do you vote Democrat then? Because the Democrats don't believe in the family. They believe in separating the family.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Democratic Party was responsible for slavery.
Yep.
How many families got separated during slavery? The Democrat Party was responsible for that, not the Republican Party. So it's amazing when you sit down one-on-one and they go, "I'm a conservative. I was once a Democrat, so I know what I'm talking about."
That's right.
And when I changed over, everyone got mad at me. He's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "What do you mean what I'm doing?"
God knocked the common sense into me. God been saved.
But
that's what you did.
The party platform does not agree with my conservative values. Matter of fact, when the Democratic Party took God off their platform, every black person should have just left right there, because most blacks believe in God. I mean, come on. And now you're saying we don't want God anymore. I mean, they literally did it during their Democratic convention. No, don't say God. Don't say God.
This year? They went out of their way. They went out of their way to make sure they didn't say God, even in the Pledge of Allegiance. And whenever they were in conversations, it was an eerie feeling. It was creepy. And you just went, there was just literally evil. It was it was probably the same feeling when you watched the Super Bowl. Remember how satanic that whole experience was, where I started just watching going, I'm going to have to turn this off, because this is too much. Like, there's way too much worshiping Satan, and from every angle. And that's what I'm saying, guys. You gotta look at all this. This is not just us making assumptions and us just throwing stuff out there, because it's on a path of acceleration where it's happening so fast. Because they don't have a lot of time left, but we also need to step up to the plate too. So we have to do our part. You know, we have to. How bad do you want it? And what I mean is your freedom, this country. I'm not saying you got to go grab a musket, right, and go run into battle. That doesn't have to happen. I certainly don't want you to do anything that involves a weapon at this point. But you need to stand up. You need to speak out. Because otherwise they're just going to roll out the next phase, which, guess what's after today, you know, FDA approval for something that is completely deadly, that normally takes 10, 15 years. And all of a sudden now it's okay, right? It's part of the agenda. And what's next? Lockdowns. You can watch, because they got to make sure that you go take this. And then while there's many more things coming, So we gotta all gather together and do more than just talk, Bishop. And then I cut you off, but then I kind of went on a little soapbox. So go ahead. What were you going to say? Sorry about that.
No, but I was going to say just being fair, because, you know, inside, you know, as a Republican, you know, in our very own party, we got Mitt Romney, who is totally a traitor.
Right.
Okay. And we got, you know, Mitch McConnell, and we got some people who
are leadership people.
We're not going to forget them. You know, this thing, that's why I said we got to go to a place where we see God discerning now who the liars are. This is revelation. Because in the book of Revelation, he says, if you don't get back to your first love, I will continue to allow liars to lead you. And that's not a good thing, to have your candlestick out and to be a dark nation.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. The candlestick is out, and they're ready to extinguish it.
Yeah. And so this is what the great whore is all about in the book of Revelation. The great whore, Babylon. In the dark, you can kill the prophets and get away with it in the dark. All right? And so the merchants. So when you hear about in the book of Revelation, where it talks about the bridegroom and the bride is being called out of Babylon, come out of Babylon, right? For Babylon is fallen. Well, it's because of the fact the light is gone out. And so no more truth is being exposed. That's why I thank God for you and many others who are still, and you're not a 4-watt bulb neither. You are a 100-watt bulb, okay, Michelle? And so this,
I'm a demon
this
slayer.
Light, hey, hallelujah. Don't get me
bring
started.
It, baby.
You're speaking tongues now on your show. Horrible, shake. Ha. Look, let me tell you something. This whore, it's a, the merchant system has become a whore. That's what Babylon represents.
You mean whore like whore? As I'm thinking whore in my head, that I would know if I wasn't
like
reading the Bible.
Make a deal
whore?
With
okay.
Any, sleep with anybody. Make a deal with anybody just to get a dollar, just to make some money.
That's Washington, D.C.
You know, just sleep with anybody just to make a dollar. Don't care how you make it. And look lately at the Converse. Advertisement. They're advertising a demonic symbol. Okay? And you wanted to go along with that? Some of these people are selling, what was the young man? I don't know what it was, selling Nike with blood on it.
Oh, yeah. In the sneaker.
Worshiping Satan.
Yeah.
In the sneaker.
Real blood.
That's
the
Babylon.
That's sick.
That's
sick.
That's the resurrection of Babylon. And people trying to figure out, well, how do I know I'm in a good business deal? Well, that's what the prophets are for. That's what the church is for. That's what the Holy Ghost is for, you know. But if you don't want that type of counsel, then, yes, you could be making a deal with a whore. I hate to say it like that, but you're making –
But it's in
know,
the Bible. You can say it. You can say it. It's,
they
it's
get
there
up
in
there,
the Bible, right?
They get up there honest. They get up there honest with all his good intent. You know, I'm going to serve the people, and I'm going to do this, and I promise, da-da-da-da. And the first thing that happens, they get up there and sleep with Babylon. They sleep with the whore, and now you don't hear from them anymore. And they do, like, you know, they've lost touch with the people. You know, some of the worst areas, if you think about it, and some of these congressmen and senators in their areas has the worst poverty. Look at Nancy Pelosi's district in California, the worst area, but yet she's living in a palace.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but yet her area she represents is poverty stricken.
Yeah, that whole state become a dumpster fire.
And so kneeling down, what the whore does, what Babylon does, is it puts on religion. That's why the church is not religion. The church is the government. But it rides an animal, right? It rides the beast. But think about it. In the book of Revelation, it says the beast eats the whore.
Ooh.
So because you're a whore.
This is
one
heck of a book, man.
I mean,
this is a great chapter.
I mean, you got to read it. You got to read it. It's the very thing that made you money. The beast is going to use Babylon. The Antichrist is going to use Babylon to make money, but ultimately destroy all the money systems so that only he can control the money system. That's where we get the 666 from. And so he'll use the whore only to control the people once and for all. And that's where we are headed.
Oh, totally.
That's where
yeah.
we are headed. And we're going down that road. And herein lies the patience, as you see, if you read this in Revelations, herein lies the patience of the saints. And people are probably figuring, are any saints are going to be left down here? Because everybody's thinking about the rapture and everything. No, there are going to be some saints down here. And some of them are going to be beheaded for Jesus' name's sake. And some are going to be taken up and changed instantly. The Bible says we shall be changed in the moment of the twinkle of an eye. That's going to be real. But before that happens, this thing has to be played out where people have to choose. People have to make a conscientious decision to give their life to Jesus. It can't be my mama is a Christian. That's not going to get you into the kingdom of God. You and I have to make a conscientious decision to say, I want Jesus to be my Lord, my personal Lord and Savior. Because that whore is there, that beast is there, the Antichrist is there, the false prophets are there. Everybody's on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a movie. This is life. And you and I still have to choose with all these pressures going on today. We still have to choose and make a conscientious effort, a decision to choose Christ as our Messiah. And so America is in a very, very strategic position right now. We could either give in, roll over and get slapped around, or we can take our position and stand as lions. Yeah. Yeah. We can stand up as lions. We can stand up as lions and roar and say no. We will not give ourselves over to depravity, over to evil, and to wickedness. And on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. That's an old song, old Baptist song. Okay. And this is very sobering, Michelle, to think.
But this is real. This is what's going on. Even though people might be busy with work or kids are going back to school and they're kind of still thinking that the world's in this bubble and, you know, the COVID lockdowns and the business closures, you know, time to make some banana bread. This is well past that point, guys. This is put up or shut up.
We
need your warriors out there.
Yeah. Yeah. When we was at Grand Rapids, I was on stage talking about the need for apostolic networks and talking about Nehemiah, how Nehemiah was so strong to stay on the wall and to put those families on the wall. That's America. Until the wall was finished. Until the wall. Do you know after President Trump got out of office, they only needed 2 more months to finish the wall? Only 2 months to secure our
border. It was paid for it too. It was paid for in advance.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're still paying.
And so Nehemiah,
paying for no wall.
No wall now, no wall. But Nehemiah had to pray in the spirit against Sanballat and Tobias. And those are the spirits we're dealing with, just like David and Goliath, with Goliath cursing the armies of Israel, right? This is what we have cursing our military, this Sanballat and Tobias spirit, cursing the families of America, saying, you can't protect yourself. Even a fox, if it comes on the wall, it'll fall down. You can't secure your borders. We'll keep on sending, over 1 million illegal immigrants, Michelle, have come into the United States unvetted.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Unvetted. That's a whole state. That's equivalent to an entire state have just come into the United States.
It's more than some states,
like
South Dakota. You know what I mean? You've got states that actually have less people than that coming across. That's by design, too, everybody. You know, we've had a lot of border shows here. We've talked to Sheriff Mack. We've talked to Sheriff Lamb. We've had lots of border shows. This is all by design, because I will just put this little thought in everybody's mind, okay, because we're just trying to get you to reposition your thought process on what is actually the truth versus what you've been conditioned, propagandized, brainwashed to hear. Constitution, especially here in Arizona, and the full-on U.S. Constitution gives the power to the states to be in control of their own borders, regardless of what comes out of the swamp of Washington, D.C., the biggest dumpster fire on the planet Earth. So it doesn't matter what comes out of there. So, and I verified this with Sheriff Mack, who was on the show. And he, and that was episode 242. It was also with Peggy Hall. So you want to get your exemptions, you want to talk about your masks and your non-COVID. 19 or non-COVID 19 non-vaccines exemptions. Listen to that episode. You'll get a whammy of all of your rights, right? Your God-given rights that you have. The Constitution can be enforced by the sheriff or our politicians. So literally, all of these governors and all of these sheriffs can shut the border down immediately. They choose not to. They choose not to. You have to keep that in mind. That's why it's wide open. No, that's fact. That's truth. They don't want the border closed. It's just when you think one of your politicians who might claim to be a leader ends up being yet another traitor, another demon, another person in leadership positions who is against you, is against me, is against this country. So be wary of what comes out of their mouths. And that is what Bishop Leon Benjamin has been talking about throughout this. So yes, it's all because they want this to be happening. So yes, that's Governor Doug Ducey here in Arizona, and it's Governor Abbott in Texas. So let that sink in, everybody. Take it from there, sir. How about that?
Well, I was talking to General Flynn a couple of days ago, and you know, we were there in Grand Rapids together with Patrick Burns, you know, the America Project and America's Future, and along with BFAP, what we're doing with the Genius for America First, with its voter integrity and everything that needs to be happening right now. General Flynn says something very important that everyone needs to understand. Local action creates national impact, or local action results in national impact. This thing starts right at home now. Got to get involved, get off the couch, get off in front of the TV, get back into the school board, deal with the CRT, deal with these experimental drugs. And even if they pushed one drug, they're all bad, guys.
They're all bad. You don't need a non-vaccine for a virus that's been around since 2002 that's less deadlier than the regular flu that has a 99.98% survival rate for people age 70 and below.
You don't need anything. The panic push. It's a panic push to push that drug through. It's a
brainwash.
Panic push. It's a because it's a part of the playbook. It's a part of
Correct.
The playbook to keep people in line. Like, as the Bible says, they were led as sheep for the slaughter. As a shearer before his, as a lamb before his shearer is dumb. That's why Jesus took our place. He opened not his mouth, but he only did that for us. We don't have to keep our mouth shut. He did that for us. He shut his mouth. He was innocent, okay? And he was numbered amongst the transgressions, all right? But he did that for us, not for us now to become these lambs and dumbfounded and lackadaisical and passive. We got pastors who have turned their churches into vaccination clinics. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. They are false apostles. They are
especially
false
the Catholics.
Apostles. I said,
especially
they are
the Catholics.
False. They are liars. And I don't care what they say. This is not in the name of safety.
Mm-mm.
This is in the
name of
self-perseverance or self-preservation. They are preserving their own lives. They forgot about what happens that Jesus says the shepherd, the good shepherd, lays down his life for the sheep, not runs. That's a howling.
Yeah. Well, and they're all getting
That's
money. They're getting
That's-
money from the government in order to follow along with the plan and keep their mouths shut and also to facilitate with the illegal immigration. That's Catholic, the Catholic Church, Catholic Charities. So don't, as we say again, don't give money to the GOP, guys. Don't give money to the Catholic Charities or the Catholic Church because they're part of all this. And there's a lot of other churches that are part of it too. I mean, that's your hard-earned money. Yes, you have it. You can decide where you want to give it away to, but really be careful because these characters are nefarious. They're literally, a lot of the churches have been, they're compromised, and they're now part of the demonic intentions, you know? I mean, it's not us just saying that. You can see by their actions. You've just got to literally open your eyes and use common sense and stop giving money to the politicians. And real quick, I'm going to transition to that because I know you got to go. You've been on for an hour. I can't believe that I got you to stay this long, Bishop. It's amazing. I got you riled up. You just want to keep going because you're riding off that amazing, amazing weekend you had. But he's running for Congress. Could you imagine? That's when I heard that when I first met you in Tulsa. I said, now him and MTG on the floor together. You're on the one side of it. She's on the other, and you guys are just going back and forth like as a tag team. I think people would actually have to, like, they would either shake or they would start crying, or they're like, oh my God, what do we do? They're saying the truth. Like, people would melt. You know what I mean? Because you're just calling them out left and right. Like, now that's some TV I'd want to watch. It's like we're taking it back, man.
It's bringing not just common sense, but bringing faith back into the conversation.
Yeah.
And bringing stability. They can go to my website at benjaminforcongress.com, benjaminforcongress.com, if they wanted to just read up on what we're doing or support. But one of the things in our community is such lies, like my opponent took something in called environmental justice, this new Green Deal thing.
God.
It has nothing to do with the people, but everything to do with making deals with big tech and big industry.
Money laundering. That's
taking
all it
away,
is.
Taking away vital life away from the community. It's just a shame that we have people in Congress running, basically putting the wool over the people's eyes, and they're thinking this person is actually representing them in the House of Representatives. So we're standing, and we're going again in 2022 with the understanding that we cannot allow this steal to happen again. We have to secure our elections and have fair and just elections, because 2022 will not matter if we don't kill this demon that tried to steal away our elections in 2020. And we're working diligently right now on the ground with some great organizations and coalitions. Virginians for America First is doing an amazing job. They can go to that website, virginiansforamericafirst.org, and just see what's going on in Virginia right now. We have elections coming up in 2021, and I'm telling you, there's a big opportunity to see if we really mean that we the people will make the difference. And I think the whole thing is about getting people back involved. Local action, going to the registrar's office, becoming poll watchers, poll officers, attending school board meetings, city council. It's really what's been going on across the United States. I've seen that people who normally would not get involved are just jumping in and just getting back in what we should have been doing anyway. I was with Dr. Alan Keyes today, and we're talking about re-educating America to the Constitution, re-educating America to their rights and to their God-ordained rights, because rights don't come from government. Our rights come from God, and it's up to the government to secure those rights. And so as I'm running for Congress to bring that back into light again, that this is a government of the people, for the people, by the people. And now we have people who are just for themselves. And you can see it by the policies they make. You can see how they support and who they're in agreement with. I mean, this is just a sad state for our Congress right now. And we need people. I thank God for Green, yes, and many others who've gotten jumped in there, that want to make a difference now. But we need more, and that's why I'm running. Mm-hmm. I'm running because we need to take back the House. You can take back the house. You can take back the house.
Well, once they
common sense back in there.
Once they actually provide the results for the real election, I think we kind of want it in 2020. 2020, and you might actually be a congressman right now. It's just that it's you probably are, sir. So, Congressman Bishop Leon Benjamin, thank you. Welcome to the show. Congressman, how are you?
look, all I know, at 11 o'clock, I was winning. And crazy numbers started popping up live time. And we're going, where is these numbers coming from? And they all we know is by 3 a.m., everything had slipped. Well, this happened across the United States.
Yeah.
It,
so you were in that, too.
Everywhere. I was there. Yeah. I was there. My people, my team was, they were like the mouth wide.
They're already celebrating.
What in the heck just happened here?
They called Virginia quick, like way too quick, but that's still yours were probably trickling in. But I remember that. I went like, whoa, that's fast. This whole thing is way too fast. What's going on? There was a lot of red flags, hands down on that. But, you probably already are a congressman. You're just not getting the salary and the votes. And that's kind of sad. But I have a feeling that's widespread across the country. But we're getting there. It's just taking a lot longer than what everybody wants. And, of course, everyone keeps telling us you've got to have patience, patience.
Michael Lindell talks about the miracle. Michael Lindell talks about the miracle, right? If everything went smooth and no one knew what happened, we wouldn't have known about the Dominion machine.
Right.
We wouldn't have known about China interfering, with our elections. And so we wouldn't have known anything about the absentee ballots and all the things, dead people voting. What's that movie, The Sixth Sense? I see dead people.
I see dead voters. I see dead voters. Lots of dead voters.
I see dead voters. Dead voters.
Millions of dead voters walking around America. And they're not wearing Trump hats. Oh, yeah. But you know what? Everything that we've talked about today, if the election wouldn't have gone in the direction that it did, I don't think a lot of that would have been the focus. I don't think we would have found out about this, all of these different tentacles and layers about it, mm-hmm. because it would have never gotten to this point. I mean, obviously, what's transpired in the past 7 months would have never happened, right? Because if what Trump would have won, we wouldn't be where we are. But and then that infestation, that layer of locusts and evil and demons would still be there. And we would just be moving through the motions, doing everything half-arsed, which is now we can go hunting for rhinos all day long and come home with a whole bunch of them. You know what I mean? Because they're everywhere. And I'm glad that now we know who they are. And it's time that we get rid of those people, because they do not share the same values of what we the people do. They might as well just jump onto the other side, because there is no left or right, right? It's people who love this country and people who don't. It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People who love God and people who don't. That's the criteria nowadays. All right, I will let you wrap up anything you want to say, because I know you have other things to do. You've got to go slay some demons today, and you haven't been home for a while, so I'm sure you've got to maybe open the mail or something, right? There's got to be something you got to do.
Yeah, it's amazing. No, I just want to leave with this. We still have to bring America together. We're working on a program called Drain the Swamp, and I'll make sure I send you all the links and everything. But where we give our money, Clay is working on this thing. October 1st and 2nd, we're going to be doing something called Drain the Swamp, where people can literally, buy their products and stuff from people who don't, support the deep state. Because a lot of times we complain and we spend our money in places where we're still supporting
the
deep
state.
Okay.
We feed the beast.
Yeah, we're still feeding it. We're still feeding it. So what if we came up with a way to literally drain the swamp with our money, where we walk away with our money and begin to purchase and buy things that we actually supporting, amen, real true patriots, And then think about this. You purchase something, and then 5% of the money goes to your favorite charity goes to your ministry or goes to the people that we know are fighting hard in this nation to save our republic. So we got some great things coming up.
I should share with you guys our marketplace. If that's what we're doing. We've got that over there. And Mike Lindell, MyPillow, is one of our partners, and he donates 20% of any purchase that's done over there on his platform. You know, there's 110 products. You just got to use our promo code for our show and our platform, which is HOME, H-O-M-E. I didn't get a chance to bring it up today because you and I got into this incredible discussion, but anybody who wants to head over to MyPillow or the Marketplace tab, not only do you get the amazing discounts that you hear about all the time, you know, the 66%, the buy one, get one free, just make sure you use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, because then 20% is donated to our nonprofit partners, Helping Vets, Pets, and Kids at Freedom. And you can check out who those are. A lot of them have been, they've all been guests on our show. So I should have a conversation with you guys about that too. Maybe there's something we can do together since we've got a lot of that in motion already. Yeah, yeah. So, the more money we can get to those and the more people we can help, and we can, we want to slay the beast. So, everybody, stop using. I know it's going to be tough. I'm going to say it. You know what's coming. You got to stop the Amazon because you got to be willing to give something up in this fight. You're going to have to give something up, and it might hurt a little, but it's going to be a lot easier to give up Amazon than it's going to be to give up, your rights, your freedom. I'd rather give up the Amazon than give up the ability to actually have the right to choose something. I'll just leave that at that. I don't want to let you put your creative cap on and fill in the blank. What else did you want to say, Bishop? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I got all fired up.
Thank you. No, thank you so much, Michelle, for having me as a guest. I would love to come back on and just talk some more. We are, like I said, in a fight. We're going to be in Colorado Springs September 24th, 25th. They can go to drivetimeshow.com, get your tickets. Tickets are going fast in Colorado, almost sold out. And then we're going to be headed over to San Antonio with John Hagee and then Dallas, Texas. So there's a lot of things happening. And then anything in between then, we're out at Jenks, I'm pastoring out there, the Remnant Church. If anybody's in Oklahoma, come by and hang out with us on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. at the Remnant Church. We're moving to a new location, so I'm excited about that. We started May 6th. We're already moving to a new location. I thank God for Clay and Vanessa Clark. They are just beautiful people. We'll just keep praying. Let's just keep praying for America. It's not over. We can lay ourselves, grab those horns of the altar. We can see Book of Revelations without fear. We can look at Revelations, the Book of Revelations, without fear, and God will show you what the end times are really all about. If we read the Book of Revelations without fear, God will show each and every one of us where we are in the Book of Revelations. And I want to encourage everyone, pick up the Bible. Pick it up and pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show you where you are in the Bible. And that's one of the main prayers I prayed when I first gave my life to the Lord back in Desert Storm. I was in Saudi Arabia, okay? And I learned early that the Bible is just not a book. It's a place. It's a place. Mm-hmm. And when you read it, you actually step into a place. And it's God's love story to us. Ooh. And we need to know that we're not just going to heaven. Heaven is inside of us. So it's just an amazing thing. And I just love you, and I love the people. I love your listening audience, and I just pray that God will show America her place in the days ahead through his word.
And we've got to do our part, though, people. We've got to do our part. So I think the incredible information, advice today. Thank you so much for all of your time. It was great meeting you. I cannot wait to see you again, hopefully soon. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add, and I think I told you about this, I just haven't had a chance, but I will do it soon. I'm going to do an America First candidate page on our Take Action tab. And, of course, we'll put you on there so that way people know here are the list of candidates that you need to pay attention to, the ones that you can do a little homework because everyone should be doing that, but those are the ones who are worthy of your time and your donations and your support. So we're going to add that. And then if you guys can send me a graphic for your church services, I'll put it on the virtual events page and we'll just leave it there so that everybody knows it's there every Thursday, right? Because it's virtual and live events.
We're pastoring in two places. I call it one church in two locations. So we're in Richmond, Virginia at New Life Harvest Church. And then you go all to this website, newlifeharvestchurch.org, and you get information on New Life Harvest Church and the Remnant Church on that website, newlifeharvestchurch.org. And, two churches.
Yeah,
so I'm Sundays in Virginia, and then on Thursdays I'm in Oklahoma. So pretty busy.
That sounds like a flight. Yeah, and then, of course, all of the information for the Reawakening Tour with Clay Clark is on our virtual events page. There's a big graphic there, so you just click on that on the virtual events page, and that'll get you to either the tickets or it'll get you to when the show is being live streamed so that you could watch it if you can't go out there. So we're covered there. And, of course, the episode I did with Clay was episode 126. Now, put things into perspective, this is episode 246. So that was a lot of episodes ago. So that one was that was when all this information really started to come out about all the fake COVID back in September. So that is an incredible episode that I encourage people to listen to. And that'll want you thirsting for more. So much has been out since then, but it's a good starter for people. And of course, all of these website episodes specifically about COVID-19 and the Great Reset, I put that on the page under the COVID-19 facts tab. You'll see that. So you can listen to all these episodes. I'm going to add this episode on there because we covered a lot of that. We're going to do a special episode. We're going to do a special page with all the pastors and the bishops that we've had. So you can get some God on when you need to hear a little God on. And just literally all of that is on the Take Action tab and the COVID Facts tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And you can find Bishop Leon Benjamin. We'll be adding him here shortly. So you can't say, like, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. Who's the person? I need to get this. Literally, it's there. You just have to spend a little time looking and reading and listening. You know, like reading, writing, and arithmetic, the three R's. From the brilliant school system, you know, the three R's, when you write it out, you have three R's. Reading starts with an R. Arithmetic starts with an A. And writing starts with a W. And these are the people that we're listening to teach us everything we need to know about learning and education. So right then and there, we should have said, heck no, I'm not listening to you. I might be six, lady, but I know that that's not right. So no, I'm not listening to you. I am going to go back home because at least at home, my mom said that it's reading is an R, arithmetic is an A, writing is a W. So thanks, ladies. I'll see you. I'll see you on the flip side, even though I'm six. I know I'm smarter than that. So, yes, we definitely need to have you back on, Bishop Leon Benjamin. Thank you so much for your time today. And, God, you're a great man. I'm inspired. I'm going to actually start reading Revelations because it's time, and I encourage other people to do it. Give your website one more time, would you, sir?
Okay, they can go to, again, newlifeharvestchurch.org for my congressional page. They can go to Benjamin4Congress.com. Benjamin4Congress.com.
Awesome. And then you will be able to find him on our site, so you can't say you can't find the good bishop. All right, I will let you go do what you got to do. Thank you for everything that you are doing out there to fight for this country and to encourage people to jump on the train, because it's time. Everybody needs to step up to the plate. You have a wonderful week, my friend. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. God's work.
All right. God bless you, Michelle.
Can't wait to see you in Congress. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much. You too. God bless you. God bless you, Bishop Leon Benjamin. Thank you so much.
All right.
That was an intense episode, intense conversation. That man he's powerful. He's powerful. He's powerful. But you know what? I give him so many accolades. Whenever I listen to him, there's always a different part of the Bible that he's talking about. There's a different story. There's a different passage that he's referencing. And then the story that he relates it to what's going on in current times or something that happened recently or something that, you know, is moving in that direction. it's not something that you can learn. It's almost like a divine appointment, a divine talent that is given to be able to just kind of pull those things out and then actually also make them engaging and interesting and relevant for people. So he's definitely one. And animated. I mean, if you've seen him on stage, he's jumping around. He's getting all into it, riling up the crowd, which is what you need to do. You know, people, they're supposed to be there. It's not supposed to be, the traditional Catholic church, which really quiet, sit, kneel, stand. You know, that's what we grew up doing. You want to add some engagement and some fun into it because, you know, people, that's why not as many people are as involved, but they're coming back. They're coming back. It's like Catholics, I tell you, the Catholics in the Vatican, they really ruined the concept of religion. So we don't even say it's religion. It's not. It's faith. It's spiritual. It's what God and Jesus had intended it to be. Not these big expensive churches and all that, where it's all more commercialized. What do they call them now? The fog machines and the skinny jeans. And I won't even go off the list of pastors. But anyway, real quick, I know we started to mention something about the marketplace. Again, for the people who are new, and a reminder for those of you who have not checked it out yet, go to our marketplace tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. 2 to 20% of all your purchases from 57 well-known websites and brands go to our nonprofit partners and organizations helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom fighters. So they don't even have to be the nonprofit organizations. Some of these groups are just regular organizations where there's a bunch of people that are working really hard, and we want to help financially support them because they don't make a salary. You know, the smaller grassroots groups are the ones who usually need the most support. Because let's just say they're doing flyers, they're doing signs, they're doing all of the different things that require some money, and they're pulling it out of their own pocket. So that we figured this way, we can add them into the mix. So you go buy products and services that you were going to that we are normally getting, and as long as you go through our website, that's where the donation is generated from the companies, and you never pay more than if you went to these websites directly, and you usually get a discount. So you're going to always pay less, just like on the Mike Lindell's deal. Just make sure you use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, and go directly to his website. Or, of course, it's on ours, on the Marketplace tab. And again, just go check those out. Start using that. And I even have a tab on there. Once you're on the Marketplace tab, there's a patriotic gear page. All kinds of different patriotic gear, everything that you need, from hats to shirts to socks to flags. You name it. There isn't anything that's on there, and it's not even just paraphernalia. It's a bunch of other things, like if you want memorabilia, all kinds of stuff. And it's just not the American flag. It's other flags, you know, if you want it from different time periods, if you want it from a state, or if you want literally it's everything that you can imagine that you want to have some sort of patriotic to it, then it's on there. So go check that out. And some of them are even, you just pay shipping and handling, and then they send you the products. You don't even pay for the product. So it just depends on what you like and what is on there. But there's an incredible amount. There's 5 different companies that we're working with, and it is patriotism year. Remember, so go check that out and get yourself some gear, patriotism gear. And the other thing, you got the events this week is the Bard's Fest. That's over on their virtual events page. And click on that, and then Brighteon TV is going to be launching on the 24th, and they're going to be doing this is the virtual events. They're going to be broadcasting live stream for the Bard's Fest. So go check that out. And that is on the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. A lot of the guests that we've had on our show are going to be there. So look at that. And then, real quick before I wrap it up, it's 2:23. I didn't mean to go this long, but so I've got your attention, and I'm going to be brief, and we're wrapping it up. It's time that everybody gets involved, right? So we are bringing together all the people that have been on our show, the influencers, the guests, the groups, the organizations, so that way everybody can bring on their audience, their database, and promote it, because we want to get everybody into one location so you can take action items. And you can we're going to physically gather here at some point. So we're going to incorporate the stuff that Mike Lindell's working on. We're going to take the new project that Lynn Woods is working on, and then the other things that General Flynn is now working on. And then, of course, the Drain the Swamp, we're going to bring them into the mix. So that way we can all come together and the information can be distributed in a streamlined sense. And then, of course, that way it'll be easier to organize in the different cities and states across the country. So what I am asking you to do is we want you to join our Save My Freedom movement, Save My Freedom movement, because we're organizing the Americans who are sick and tired of the tyranny and violations of our God-given human rights. So that way, like, let's just say you need you're here in Scottsdale and you need more moms to show up or parents or community members to show up to a school board meeting. Then we'll have we'll be able to know if there's a Scottsdale group or at least the Mayor of Corruption County group. And that way we can get the information out rather than all of these groups doing everything. And it always could streamline the messaging and the information. So it's easier to find so you know where to go. That's why we're doing it. So just text the word action, ACTION, that's the word action, ACTION, to 833-261-7689, 833-261-7689. And of course, that information is on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I put all those graphics towards the top of the page so you can join our community. You can follow us on social media. You can subscribe to the show. You can subscribe to our newsletter. It's in those graphics. You will see it says links and websites. And of course, the bottom of your screen on your computer or your phone, the most recent episode scrolls across the bottom. So you always have that. And then right there's a button there that says join our newsletter. You can do that. Or there's graphics throughout the page so you can do that. And you can do that. And I would appreciate if you could share this platform, the show, and the COVID tab information, the information for the take action tab, because literally that's what the information people need to empower themselves to be able to overcome the crap that's going to be coming at them. And of course, we want to make sure that you're healthy, like, just boost your immune system. The tips, the protocols, the information, the things that you should be taking, the vitamins, the supplements, the amounts, where to get them. It's literally all in that tab. You just got to look at scroll down, look for the different graphics, read what it says, listen to the show with the expert, and you're good to go. I loaded it up so much this weekend that I spent too much time on it. So please take advantage of it. Start using it, start distributing. And I think that's about it. You just got to spend a little time going to check it out and learning and absorbing, because it's going to get a lot hairier here. And we want everyone to be prepared. And that's why we've all got to join together in order to stop this insanity, stop this destruction of the country. Not on my watch, guys, not on my watch. So we've been talking about it all day today. It's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy. I want to say reopen the country. I just say don't shut it down. Reopen what we can. Don't take that non-vaccine. It literally will kill you. It's just a matter of time before it destroys your entire immune system. You don't believe me? Episode 223 with Dr. Brian Artis lays it out. You might want to listen to episode 230 with Dr. Christiane Northrup. All of it is on that page. Go to the COVID Facts tab. You will see where it says the page of the episodes, as they're specifically COVID and the Great Reset. So yeah, go check those out. Remember that courage, conviction, and common sense are all contagious, and I need you to keep that common sense cap on all day, everybody. So join us. We are now live streaming on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and on the Rumble. We got a strike. We got a strike on YouTube. So apparently it says here this channel is not in good standing. Streaming may be unavailable. Yeah, we got a strike for a show that none of the guests talked about COVID. But yet we provided medical misinformation. Must have been something I said. Oops. Must have been speaking the truth. Sorry, Parks. Moose out front. Oh, should have told you parks closed. Yeah. Unbelievable, people. So, yes. It's time to get armed with your faith and armed with the facts. Because they're going to be coming after you physically. You know, the COVID concentration camps. That's one of the next phases. I think shutdown, lockdown will be next year. Because now they think they're emboldened to say you must get this non-vaccine. It's been approved by the FDA, and they are the authorities on everything science. No, they're not. They've been lying to you since the beginning. The FDA is the one that actually came up with a little concoction because they didn't have a sample of COVID-19 because it didn't exist. And they said, this is our opportunity. We're the ones that need to go ahead and start exploiting our plan here. So let's go ahead and we have to create a sample in a digital format. So then they made it a little petri dish. They added some monkey viruses. They added some human viruses. They added some coronaviruses, stirred it all up, slapped the name on it, COVID-19, sent that to the labs. So then that's what the fake PCR tests that are designed not to pick up viruses or the load of the virus. So you can't determine whether it is one fragment, a million fragments, or perhaps something that was a dead virus from 20 years ago. So everybody said, oh, I've got COVID. Now, if you actually have symptoms, meaning you don't feel well, you got a cold or the flu, and if you have no symptoms, don't have virus. Especially one that was so deadly that lived on your shoe for 6 months. Remember all that? Remember all that? And you're believing these people, okay? You cannot. Do not put these things in your body. Do not put the mask on. Do not breathe your own dirty ass like eating poop out of your own diaper, people. And you don't want to do that. So a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to the Take Action tab. You know, obviously go to the episodes tab. Put them on there. And then go to the page that says Purpose-Driven Partners. That's these guys, the 238 partners, the 573 live segments of this show. All the information you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. It's the messages that matter from the people you need to know about it. If you just want to check out some of the more famous names, there's a tab under there on all the tabs. You just look at the page and it says famous guests, well-known. There you are. And you can just check those guys out too. And then go to the COVID tab. It could actually make a huge difference. Save your life. Share that information with your family, with your friends. Please do that because it's all of us coming together. So tune in at Wednesday. I'm not sure whose show we're going to be airing for you. It just depends on what happens tomorrow or even Wednesday morning on which is going to be the most important for what is going on, for the tools you need, the information in order to empower you, to give you that shield of strength, because it's all about conquering the fear. The fear is fake, everybody. Fear is fake. False evidence appearing real because it ain't real. It's all stirred up, manufactured. It is brainwashing. It is indoctrination. It is political propaganda pandemic. That's what we're in. Don't fall for it. Stand strong. There's lots of us. There's lots more of us than there are of them. You need some inspiration? Listen to this episode again with Bishop Leon Benjamin. Maybe that's just the icing on the cake that you needed to say, oh, hell no, not on my watch. Make sure you bring along your friends and your family. Let's get everybody together. Again, tune in Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, and then we'll be back with the five guests and the special Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox guest, and that'll be on Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So if you're still listening, thank you. Thank you to all the live listeners. Thank you to everybody who's been playing on demand. That has been, the numbers have been overwhelming. And thanks to Big D over at Global Enlightenment Radio Network for all the live listens that he's been helping promote over there. So thanks, Big D. And if you're awake, go take the next steps. Go take action on what we shared today. Make it a great day because you deserve it. Little God bless the USA. Wednesday, over and out.
Tomorrow all the things were gone. I'd worked for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life,
laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.